Bus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians were in Minnesota last night after having the day off Monday. They lost to the Twins 3-1 and have now dropped three straight games. The Guards will look to get back in the win column tonight at 7:40 in Minneapolis. Cincinnati Reds also lost following a day off. They fell to the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. The Redlegs struck out 18 times in the loss. They'll try to bounce back at home tonight versus Philly at 7 o'clock. And finally, yesterday, Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers agreed to a four-year, $273 million contract extension. That includes a player option for 2030-2031 season. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun.
Come on, Joe!
Featuring producer Dylan.
We're the five best rappers of all time.
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Wednesday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. And, you know, I'm realizing that I'm getting old.
Oh? What makes you say that?
I said that yesterday and you got offended.
Well, today it really hit me because as I was going to sleep last night and as I was giving my daughters a kiss goodnight, it hit me right in that moment. Like, yesterday was the last night that my oldest daughter would be five, because today she is six.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
And it just thought like 6 years have flown by like that.
It hits you. It does go by quick.
I'm getting old. Well, like when little Trace turns 18, I will be 50.
Yeah.
50.
I know. I'm aware.
What?
I know. It doesn't even compute. Right? The fact that you're now connected. We did that with all our kids where you start doing the math on when they're at this age, I'll be at that age. And I remember thinking of that time, I'll be like, oh, by then, I'll have it all figured out. I'll know what I'm doing in life. It'll all.
When is the age that people have it figured out?
Dead. That's when they figure it out.
I thought it was 40.
No, when they're in the grave. 40. When they're in the grave and it's there.
20s is like when you go out and experience life. You have your fun. 30 is when you become more mature in life and you start realizing all the stupid things you did in your 20s.
Absolutely.
And then in the 40s, it's like I didn't figure it out. Financially, I'm good. I've started my family by then. And sure. I know what's important in life.
Mm.
That's figuring it out.
I don't know that it is.
He's sitting there like, well, let me tell you. I'm not there yet.
Tyvis, do you consider yourself a grown-up?
Yeah.
You do? I have imposter syndrome when it comes to adulthood. I don't belong here.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way.
No,
I'm like, when does a grown-up actually show up to take care of this for me? Because I don't know what to do here. I can't believe they're letting me be in charge of this. I'm supposed to figure this out.
I feel like my 20s was a lot of careless activity. I think my 2 years into 30, I feel like it's been a lot of trial and error. And it's like, okay, I know this is what I should be doing. I know that this is important. Like, I think I'm there. So I'm very interested to figure out 8 years from now where I'm at.
Because the time the most recently that I felt like I had imposter syndrome was when I went to Gianna's kindergarten orientation. And I was like, these are adult parents here. That's not me.
No, it's crazy.
I'm not one of these people.
It's weird now. I have the opposite issue going on where now I take my youngest to her stuff because she's, you know, in kindergarten going into first grade.
Same.
And I take her. So she's your oldest, right?
Yeah.
So most of the parents are probably your age or similar.
Yeah.
My 6-year-old going, or seven, you know, almost seven, going into first grade.
You know,
that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, like, you brought your grandpa with you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Right. Exactly. Where they're like, I have had more than one person tell me, this is dad? And it's like, yeah, it's dad. Yeah, it is. So I see people that I'm like, I could be your dad and you've got a kid in here. That's terrifying. Terrifying. So yeah, this is, yeah, trust me. And then I look at some of those people, I'm like, they've got their crap together more than I do. And they're like way younger than me. That's depressing. Downtown Dad in the chat says, I'm 52 and still confused. Yeah, that's exactly right, Dad. Yeah, I get it. Totally. By the way, good morning to all of you in the chat. We appreciate you. Lots to get to today. We have Ask Tyvus Anything coming up at 7:30, so you can start submitting those at our YouTube channel, which some of you are already in. YouTube, 971 The Fan, T-Bone and Tyvus, just get in the chat there. Or tweet us at Bone and Tyvus 971. We also have The Huddle coming up at 8 o'clock. Get some NFL news for you. Donovan Mitchell, your guy, Tyvus, re-signs with the Cavs.
Yeah.
So, it re-signs, extends. He signed a four-year, $273 million contract extension that includes a player option for the 2030-31 season. So that'll be good. I mean, it's
one of those situations where I personally, if I was the Cavs, I would have held off on it. I get it from a financial standpoint. You know, I think it gives you more flexibility with the cap next 2 years, maybe, because
I will have to take your word for it.
I'm guessing one word. I'm guessing.
Right.
Right. I am not as high on Donovan as I used to be.
I think that's very understandable.
I think a lot of people are, because I think Donovan has been great for the city of Cleveland. I think Donovan has been unbelievable for the Cavs. He was exactly what they needed to get the franchise back to a relevancy after LeBron has left. I think all of that is true. However, I think last year Donovan kind of no-showed a little bit in the playoffs. You know, I know he had some games here and there, but if you've seen Donovan's playoffs runs prior to last year, it was a totally different version of him. So I think we didn't get the same Donovan. He kind of no-showed in my book. And then the years prior to last postseason, he always got hurt at some point, you know. And I think I'm paying a guy this supermax money, $60 to $70 million a year. That's going to take a big chunk of the cap for a guy who's potentially going to get hurt, that's only getting older. Like, yeah. And I think he showed to a lot of people that he's not a number one option. He's a number two.
I mean, that's the problem, right, is that my broken sports brain, the way it should work is you should see this as a Cavs fan and go, Donovan Mitchell's coming back to my team. That means most of the games I'll watch, you'll get to see him. He'll be really good.
Yeah, it'll be a fun regular
like
season.
He's a talented player, yeah. All those things.
Now,
but my broken sports brain goes, well, you know you're not winning with him. And so, like, it doesn't matter that you might win 50, 60 regular season games. It doesn't matter that he might put up a 50 burger here or there, or have like an awesome night where he just hits like 9 threes. And those are great individual moments. Those are things that, like, we as sports fans should want. There's an 82 game NBA season you should be concerned about if you're an NBA fan. However, we all know that most of it comes down to the playoffs. And what do you do when when you're the Cavs? When, not because of the Cavs organization, but just because when you're one of those teams like the Cavs, mm-hmm. I would say in the East, another team like this would be the Pistons, right? Where it's like,
yeah.
So what if you have Cade Cunningham? And if you don't win anything, like, I don't know that that's ring culture. I just know that at some point when you have a guy like Donovan Mitchell, you expect to ultimately win something with him.
Yeah.
And the Cavs are going to tell you, and anybody up there who likes to trumpet what the Cavs will say, they will say, well, they're building towards going and winning. There's been, what, 8 different NBA champions in the last 8 years. The team that went to the conference finals in the East the last few years ended up going on.
Like, we need to stop throwing
all
that.
Throw all the numbers and stats. You want. The reality is you have a team with Donovan Mitchell and James Harden that I don't think is built for the playoffs. And we saw that this past year when they went up against a Knicks team that was built for the playoffs. So it has a guy who Jalen Brunson showed. Now, he showed this to the whole NBA, but he's a legit guy who can get it done in crunch time. He's a killer, as I would say. I mean, he's a guy who can absolutely destroy you when the game is on the line. Donovan Mitchell, I used to think, was that guy. I don't know that when you compare him to Jalen Brunson, then suddenly maybe that's not a fair comparison, but you say, oh no, I'd rather have Jalen Brunson.
Because the sick thing is, up until last season, up until this finals for Jalen Brunson, they were literally neck and neck. They were splitting hairs. You could take either one and people would be fine. You'd be like, the top, one of the top guys is Jalen Brunson over Donovan Mitchell, or is Donovan Mitchell over Jalen Brunson? It really wasn't an argument. People would be like, I can see it that way. Now, as clear as day, is Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson had 45 points in game five in a closeout game.
Exactly.
Like, that's, I mean, that's, yeah.
The one thing I will say about the Donovan's extension, the one thing that does make him worth $273 million is that Coco Jones is going to be at the games, and she is worth every penny of $273 million.
Let her live.
Also, good for him, good for her. From a practical standpoint, it makes sense because you don't want something to happen where he just walks. So you have him for 4 years. If you end up trading him after two or whatever, at least you get some assets back. But it's going to be funny next year when the best player on the Cavs is on the vet minimum when LeBron comes back, and the second best player is making the max.
Yeah,
that's going to be something.
I'll tell you what, I was always, I wanted.
Yeah, I like that you just threw that in there.
I wanted them to kind of wait. The reason, another reason I wanted them to wait is because I wanted to see, I think Donovan has the skill set, obviously, to be a number one. I think where he lacks at in the postseason is the ability to play make and get other people involved. That's
sure.
Because Donovan's best performances in the playoffs have come from get out the way, I'm going to just do it myself. That's
right.
He's been to even take the Cavs to where they've been. This year was the first time he didn't have the ball in his hands, and James Harden was kind of the facilitator. So to me, I wanted him to learn from LeBron about how I can get other guys involved. You know, obviously we know LeBron has probably the best mind in basketball. He's probably the smartest basketball player to ever play the game outside of Giannis. And I think that if he,
why did that play? That's wrong.
If Donovan could learn that part of it, which is hard, obviously it's not easy, but you know, spending a year under with LeBron and being able to understand LeBron being able to teach him, you know, hey, if they're doing this set, this is what we're going to run on offense. This guy's going to be open. This is what you look for. You know, maybe that elevates his game and brings that component of playmaking that he, I feel like he's lacking in the postseason.
Well, we'll find out. But that's the reality when it comes to Donovan Mitchell is a normal sports brain would say, hey, that's cool. The best player on the Cavs is back for another few years. They got him locked up. Good to hear. My broken sports brain says, and then what? Are you going to win anything with him? And maybe they will, but they're going to have to retool some stuff.
They said this could open up trading Evan Mobley.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. I'll believe it when I see it.
I agree.
I got an example of what I think is loser talk coming up, but I want to hear from you. We'll play it for you next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and good morning to you. Besides traffic that's building in New Albany by 161 and 62, the roads are still looking pretty okay on this Wednesday. Starting over on the west side, no issues, 70 in both directions, even 40 eastbound if you're heading downtown. A live look at our road 670 just east of Sunbury, just in case you're heading out towards the east side in that 670 and 270 split. And also looking pretty great over in Canal Winchester, only a 4-minute commute on 33 between Gender Road to 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan
by NHTSA.
Starting Saturday, July 11th, we'll take you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Buckeye football history. It's Buckeye Weekly, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Hear the games on The Fan, OhioStateBuckeyes.com, and on the Learfield Varsity app. Go Bucks!
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It's a warm start to the day, and that'll set us up for a warm afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s today with a partly sunny sky and light wind. Partly cloudy skies tonight, warm again, lower 70s. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. Some isolated storms are possible. Highs back in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Flo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. Tyvus played in some of the biggest stadiums in the world. T-Bone has eaten some of the biggest pizzas in the world. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
It was a hell of a day for bad baseball yesterday. Saw that the Reds struck out, 18 times last night? Good for them. That's fun.
Why is that cool?
I mean, it was pretty. They struck out 18 times. Yankees struck out 17 times. Dylan, your guys. But the thing about that one was That was the second day in a row.
Yep.
They struck out 17 times.
First team to do that in the history of baseball, which I hear is a pretty long time.
No team in baseball history
Zach
has struck out.
Wheeler had 14 Ks.
Dude.
Yep, against the Reds.
Yeah, yeah.
The Reds stink.
Reds stink.
Also, I saw
he was dealing.
I was watching the highlights of Royals Mets, and it looked more like a stream of a Little League game.
Did
the Mets win?
No, they lost.
No, if the highlight
was weird.
The highlight you may have seen yesterday or last night or this morning was of the Royals who they were playing. The Royals had one of those Little League home run deals that they gave the Mets because ball got hit back to the pitcher. I believe it was Seth Lugo on the bump.
Mm-hmm.
Two outs, two on. All he had to do was throw over to first, end of inning. Well, he sailed the throw. It bounces out in the outfield. I forget who it was for the Mets. Was running around first to second. Ends up going to third. They try to throw him out at third. Miss that throw.
He
goes to home. They miss the throw at home. Home run. So people saw that and they're like, oh, Mets, boy, the Royals suck. Nope. Mets gave up 16 runs in that game to lose. So it's, they lost 16-12. They scored 12, lost by 4.
Great. The throw when he was going to third was so bad that I'm not sure if he was throwing home or throwing to third.
I gotta go see
it. Ended up somewhere in the middle of the two.
I gotta go see it.
It's terrible.
Oh, let me go look it up.
Now, this was not bad baseball necessarily. This is just the Guardians lost to the Twins, which doesn't help them right now. Obviously, they're in a tight race there between them. The Sox, who they obviously had the series with over the weekend, they split. They have another game today against the Twins. I believe they have two more against the Twins, right? Yeah, today 7:40, tomorrow 1:40. So Twins are right behind the Guardians in the standings right now. So, it's July. We're getting the All-Star break.
The Guardians need to just stay close to the White Sox until Jose gets back. That's
right. You're doing all that.
Martinez coming back soon. All this is probably after the All-Star break. They'll get Jose and Angel Martinez back, and they'll be fine.
All right. Well, hopefully whatever was going on with Major League Baseball yesterday, hopefully it will be, maybe it won't be so terrible today, at least with all those teams.
The throw to third was terrible.
It was more like 45 feet up the third base line. Like, God. I don't know where he was throwing it. The YouTube chat was pretty off the chain during the break, and I agree with why, because Tyvus said he did careless activity in his 20s. And I was wondering what careless activity was going on without the influence of any drugs or any alcohol.
That's true.
And Chris said he stayed up past 6:45 a couple times.
That's what it was.
And then LW said, Dylan is definitely not an adult. Book my guest, buy me food.
Yep.
Which I do owe you Chick-fil-A today.
I don't know if you owe me, but
you'll take it.
I will take it.
Absolutely, you will. So I saw this audio or heard this audio. This was after the game. U.S., of course, lost to Belgium. We talked about that quite a bit yesterday, but I missed this yesterday. I didn't see it right after the game because I think right after the game, I just turned it off and threw my remote and couldn't sleep. But here is what Christian Pulisic said right after the game. He was asked about how his ankle is feeling. So that is the context of this answer.
Just twisted my ankle and just sprained my ankle. I mean, it's just frustrating to end like that, of course. But I, now I got time to rest, so hopefully it'll be okay.
Okay. So he's at the very end of that.
I got time to rest.
Time to rest. People have taken that to the point of, that's not the main thing here, bud, is that you get time to rest. That's not what we care about. We care about winning the game. We care about being good. You being able to rest up for your club season is irrelevant to most U.S. soccer fans. Carly Lloyd, who is a U.S. women's national team legend, won multiple World Cups with them. She's been on the broadcast for Fox. She tweeted out last night. She said, basically, you rest when you're dead.
Oh.
I think her actual tweet was,
I love that.
You rest is for after you're done playing, basically is what she said.
I met her once.
Did you really?
I interviewed her.
Oh, yeah.
Did she go to Rutgers?
May have. I think she's from the Jersey area, so that tracks. Yeah. I could be wrong. She's like a Philadelphia fan.
We had her on the tailgate show.
Okay. Before. That would kind of make sense. She's the one who tried to she didn't fully try out, but there were talks of her going out and being like a place kicker in the NFL.
Yeah.
And she would go out and
boot
bomb like 50-yard field goals like it was nothing. And it was like, well, maybe she could. I don't know.
Correct. She is a Jersey girl who went to Rutgers.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Yeah, I knew she was I thought she was an Eagles fan. I thought she had talked about the Eagles. Anyway, the point being here, she's a U.S. soccer legend. Yes, on the women's side, not a men's soccer player, but she represents the U.S. She's got a big voice there. And she's basically saying, suck it up, buttercup. Now, do we think that what Christian Pulisic was engaging in there was a little bit of loser talk?
Ready to go!
Or do we think that that was just the context of the question that he was being asked?
I don't think it's loser talk. Like, I mean, I feel like a guy that went out there, and I'm pretty sure he gave it his all. I mean, this is a guy who was dealing with injury, came back and played. Like, I don't
when play badly.
When I hear did play. When I hear rest up, like he has no. It's not like he got another game. Like he got no choice. He got no choice at this point. It's over with.
Yeah, that's what I took it as. Like before, everyone. I heard this yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. And heard and thought nothing of it. And then I saw the national pundits talking about it. I took it as him just saying, hey, my ankle hurts. It's injured, but now I don't have any games left. I'll get to rest it now. It had nothing to do with like, hey, I'm glad that we got eliminated from the World Cup because now I get to rest my ankle. It was kind of like, hey, we lost and now I get to rest my ankle.
Right.
I just think it's like yesterday was just the day to hate on Christian Pulisic and people were just finding reasons to do so.
Oh, I don't think it's that. I mean, I think he earned every bit of hatred that he's getting right now.
I didn't say he didn't earn it, but people were looking for reasons.
Yeah, well, but let me pose it this way, because this is a sport you two admittedly don't care about, right? Like I do.
don't say I don't care.
You don't care about it. You don't watch it.
I'm an American.
Okay, great. I know I'm an American
proud
too.
To be an American / Jamaican.
Oh, yeah, just wait till the Olympic flag football team from Jamaica comes calling. All that USA stuff out there.
That's out the window.
Uh-oh.
Carl Lewis is going to be taken aback. Like, I can't believe he did this to us. No, but here's my pushback on that is, if this were something you did care about, like, let's say the NFL, and it was Joe Burrow after a playoff game, and he had gotten hurt during the game, but he played through it. But let's say he was awful, and he threw three picks. And just like looked terrible. Mm-hmm. And then they got off the field and they said, hey, how's your leg feeling? It's like, oh, well, the good news is I'll get to rest up now.
Well, he didn't say that. He did say the good news is.
I'm going to play it again.
I just twisted my ankle and just sprained my ankle. I mean, it's just frustrating to end like that, of course. But now I have time to rest, so it'll be okay.
Don't do that.
But, T-ball,
stop.
So now it'll be okay.
This man. But,
this man is reaching.
Not reaching. I'm saying there's not a chance Bengals fans would hear that from Joe Burrow if he said right after a playoff game where he was awful, terrible, took five sacks, threw three picks, looked, they got blown
this is
out.
This was after he got
after
hurt.
The game. He's standing on the field.
Did he throw the sacks and the picks after he got hurt?
Christian Pulisic got hurt, and like for the last 5 minutes that he was in there, he was limping around and they took him out. He was healthy for most of the game. So then like when he twisted,
he just not good. That's all that is.
Well, right. But then when he comes off the field and they're like, hey, how's the ankle? The response that most U.S. soccer fans wanted to hear was, doesn't matter about my ankle. We lost. I'm so distraught about that. I can't think about anything else. Not, well, the good news is my ankle will be fine.
He didn't say that.
He said that's good.
You reaching.
You're not reaching.
And everybody else is reaching. Y'all are upset that TV didn't say lost, so y'all looking for another reason
I don't think it's that way. It's not that deep.
To go back to your Joe Burrow analogy, it would more be like, we lost and now it's the off season, so now my injury really isn't a concern because I have time to heal up, which is I think what Pulisic was trying to say.
Right, but that's not what anybody wants to hear right after. Like, he's literally, when they do that interview with Christian Pulisic, he's standing on the field. Like, he hasn't even left the field yet. He's already like, well, the good news is my ankle will be fine.
Stop saying that.
The number one takeaway is my ankle is good. I want you all who are worried about my ankle to know it's perfectly fine.
Stop saying the good news because he never said that.
Like, the good news is I'll be posting pictures of my ankle.
If he said that, then I would 100% be with you.
You can look at pictures of my ankle on my OnlyFans. I'll have pictures of it there for you.
Ready to go!
I think it's loser talk. He'll be 30 years old the next World Cup, and I say leave him off the team.
I did not realize
don't even let him play
until this week that you are a part of the fringe for multiple teams.
Dylan.
You gotta get smart right now.
It's called expectations. It's called want to see your team be good.
For the past, four World Cups, they've gotten to this same spot.
Well, not the past four World Cups. They missed one. 2018. Okay. And you know who was on that team? Who sucked? Christian Pulisic.
Yeah, he was a child.
But this is sad.
He was a child who sucked.
Just
a terrible child.
Just a
loser talk child.
About it was all good just a week ago. You just told me. Tyvus, I'm telling you right now, Christian Pulisic.
I said.
He's been hurt, but when he went out there and played in the little minutes that he played.
I said he looked good.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, I didn't. I stopped.
He made them look
stop
like
it.
Boys.
Stop
it was like a good. Man amongst boys. That's what you said.
He said he didn't play much, but good news when he did.
He
looked great.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good against Bosnia. Against Turkey. Came in. He looked good.
Good news.
You know what? Either way, Tyvus, I can admit this. I was wrong about Christian Pulisic. If I gave him any praise, never again. Don't worry. You will never escape my lips. You'll never hear that. Some interesting audio came to us from the Big 12 Media Day yesterday. You'll hear it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Right now, that Dublin and Hilliard area is looking pretty fantastic on this Wednesday. No problems whatsoever. 270 northbound or even 270 southbound as you're heading towards that 70 interchange. Also, speaking of southbound, we're looking great 71 southbound between Frank Road and 270. That's about a two-minute commute, but it only take you 1 minute. 270 south, yes, I know, East Broad Street to 70 out there. I'm 10TV's Brianna Alpizu with your fashion.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Two men who both know the value of a good hat.
You're bald!
This is Bone and Tyvus.
Rusty in the chat said, ask Tyvus anything. How can you call those burpees with that weak-ass form? Saw you in the camera in the last segment, last break.
Is Rusty? You were doing Rusty. Don't even do his pool workouts anymore, so he can't tell me nothing.
See, now that you know who Rusty is, now the truth has been revealed.
Now Rusty be trying to talk about like I'm slow or something, as if we didn't run 3 miles together every day for like a few months, and I didn't roll him on the last mile every time. What is he talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
He also said he had me rolling. When referring to Christian Pulisic, he said, "Good news, I'll be back in 4 years with weaker ankles."
Yeah, he's done. Who cares? By the way, LW in the chat said,
"You don't want his cup, his McDonald's."
Oh no, throw it in the reservoir. I don't need it.
Did you get your Ronaldinho?
No, one? I didn't get a Ronaldinho yet. I'm still stuck
didn't
on. Did
someone in the chat say they had one for you?
Well, they said they said that.
They
I mean,
they're gonna send it to the station.
Sure they will. I'm sure they will. It's fine. You just asked if I have it. The answer is no, okay. Not yet. LW said, "Told you, T-Bone makes up stuff and exaggerates. Same thing he does when he talks about things all of Cleveland media allegedly said." I know that he's registered this complaint before. I'm trying to remember what I've done. Yes, because I do feel like people in Cleveland do get worked up about things.
Easy now.
Oh, I think what he's talking about is at least with Brendan Sorsby, where there were people who were like, we should kick the tires on Brendan Sorsby. And it's like, why? Why? What makes you think this? Whatever. We don't have to get into all that. He's not playing, so that's good. Browns were saved from their own stupidity, if nothing else.
Until the draft.
It's our Super Bowl every single year. By the way, 1 hour from now, we'll have Ask Tyvus Anything, but we will also have Good Guys 28 Summit Racing Nationals tickets to give away. So we have a family four-pack of tickets for you 1 hour from now. That is this weekend out at the Ohio Expo Center.
Question.
Yeah.
Did we ever do the segment where I get to kick somebody out the Hall of Fame?
What do you mean?
I know we flirted with the idea. Did we ever do that segment?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, you want to kick about 100 people out of the Hall of Fame.
That's not
you
true.
Think
which
like
is fine with
the
me.
Top two at each position are like the only ones deserving of the Hall
no,
of Fame.
No, that's not necessarily true. I just think that when I think about a certain person in the Hall of Fame, I think about who's the best person at that position. So
So like running back, it's like Barry Sanders. If the guy ain't nowhere remotely close to what Barry Sanders, there's no, there's no way this man should be in the Hall of Fame.
That's what you have said is you have said is like, is he better than Barry Sanders? Yeah. And the answer is no. Yeah. It's like, well, then get him out of here.
We were talking some of that quarterback different. And you were like, is he better than Joe Montana?
Y'all want to get Joe Namath kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see they can kick him out. That's fine.
He literally made the Hall of Fame because he made a guarantee on national TV, and that was it.
Well, you know what? Hey, I'll make you this promise. Next week is the week that all sports radio, a lot of sports radio people fear, which is the, I don't know why, because I mean, in some markets, I guess you talk a lot of baseball. We don't, but next week is the All-Star break, so there's no baseball going on other than the All-Star game. All the other sports are still kind of paused. There's nothing really going on with them. Next week can be a sports radio topic day where we can do something like, who should we kick out of the Hall of Fame? We can have all kinds of fun with that. And we, you know what? You can just name 90% of the guys, Tyvus, if you want to. Just kick them all out.
Have less rushing yards than Barry Sanders and they're running back, not allowed. Let's compile the list.
They got to be within 2,000 yards of Barry Sanders.
So yesterday, Big 12 Media Day, Brett Yormark, who is the commissioner of the Big 12, was taking questions. By the way, Big 12 sponsored by Monster. So it was very jarring to watch this video because the backdrop for Brett Yormark had Big 12 logo and then Monster logo. It looked like a NASCAR race. But he was asked by a reporter a very specific question. This reporter covers Texas Tech and essentially was mad that Texas Tech, he said, was getting singled out by the Big 12. Here, it's a long interaction because this guy cannot put words together, apparently. But here you go.
Sean Dillon, Rocket Brigade. Commissioner, Texas Tech got fined over tortillas, and tortillas were banned outright. OSU paddles, broken always make a rule, has a tradition exemption. Sorsby never played a snap for the Red Raiders. Big 12 sued them anyway, while Cincinnati hasn't been yet touched. You're selling greater than 12. Why should Texas Tech fans believe it?
Can you sit? Let me come closer to you. Stand up. Ask that question again, and I'm going to give you the answer I want to give you, so go ahead.
Texas Tech got fined for tortillas, and tortillas were banned outright. OSU has had paddles that were given a noisemaker exemption back in 2012. Sorsby never played a snap for the Red Raiders, and yet there is a lawsuit. Cincinnati has yet to be touched. You're selling greater than 12. Why should Texas Tech fans believe them?
No, I didn't say greater than 12. You misquoted me. I said we're going forward is 16 strong, and that's my answer to your question. But thank you for that question. Appreciate it.
Okay. So, one, this is a Big 12 commissioner who is, like, hopped up on testosterone and thinks he's, like, ready to fight everybody, which is hilarious. Also, the reporter does not know how to say the word tortillas, which is disturbing because he kept saying tortillas. It's just like,
yeah, that was my takeaway. Why are you struggling to say tortillas?
It's your question. If you don't know how to say the word, you're like, huh, I have to ask the commissioner this question, but I don't know how to say the word in my question. Then ask a different one, dummy. But meanwhile, the bigger part of this was what I took away from this, other than the guy not knowing how to talk, is maybe, if you're a reporter for a team, you don't have to carry the water for that team. You know, like if you cover Texas Tech, it is okay to go, yeah, maybe the Big 12 was pushing back a little hard on that, but Texas Tech was also dumb for trying to like create like this entire, I don't know, martyr situation with Brennan Sorsby, right? That also was dumb. You can be a reporter and keep your brain is the part I took away from this. You don't have to just stump for your favorite school just because it made him look embarrassing. It made the school look embarrassing. The whole thing was stupid.
But don't you think the Cincinnati question is a fair one? That's something I haven't really thought about, and I feel like people have been bringing it up recently, is like, why did Texas Tech, why are they getting all this crap, and Cincinnati is getting nothing?
Very simple.
Why ain't very Indiana simple. Get nothing?
Well, very simple on both fronts.
He did
both,
it at Indiana. Cincinnati wasn't there.
I don't remember this, because it has been, granted, a few weeks, and my brain is like a goldfish. Was there anything from Cincinnati where they said, we knew Brennan Sorsby was gambling, we chose to play him anyway, we found evidence of this that was verifiable, and we said we will defend him? Or has Cincinnati, I think, consistently said, we had no idea this was going on, We didn't know
of
about it.
Of course they go say
that. Yeah, they're not going to come out and admit it.
Okay. You know what?
My question is, do we have any evidence that shows that they did know about it and hid it? Do we have any evidence that shows that if they did, then I'm with you. Cincinnati in the same conference should absolutely be punished. But the difference between them and Texas Tech, as far as right now with the evidence we have, is Texas Tech was full-throated advocating for a guy who they knew gambled to play for them. And that's the part that I can't. That's the part I can't get with, is if you knew that he gambled and you wanted him to play, then that makes no sense.
I just think that they at least deserve to get investigated by the NCAA.
They do. They should all be. Yes, they should be investigated. If anything comes up with that, I'm with you 100%. But I think that's the argument to that, you know, Mr. Tortilla boy. Like, that's the answer I give to him, is that I'd be saying, well, we didn't know that he was gambling. That's Cincinnati's stance. Now, if they find evidence to the contrary, then go ahead. Fire them to the moon. I don't care. Suspend Cincinnati's football team for a decade. Whatever you got to do. Just, if you have that evidence, bring it forward.
I say it one more time.
Tortilla. TV executives are probably going to ruin something that was working really well. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
A heads up for our drivers that live in Delaware County. As you're making your way 71 southbound, we are seeing a disabled semi right now just passing US 36. This is just outside of Sunbury. That right lane is blocked. We are seeing some delays with that traffic jam out there. So, of course, pass by very safely, very slowly. Just make sure to merge towards the left if you can. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
One of these men was prom king. The other is Tyvus. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
I just realized we need to get that this reporter guy, who I genuinely hope, like, doesn't have some issue with his speech or whatever. Like, if he does, then obviously I'm not trying to make fun of that, but, like...
Yes, you are.
I would not.
No,
I wouldn't make fun of that. But this... The way... I'm going to play just the first part again, but we need to get just the way he says tortillas.
Sean Dillon, Rocket Brigade. Commission, Texas Tech got fined over tortillas.
It's the end how he goes, like, tortillas. Like, he just, there's an extra little emphasis on it.
Did he say
tortillas?
Where he made him say that whole thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Did he say it like that again?
We didn't even get into that. Yes, he did. I would have to play the whole thing again, but he stumbled on it the second time, too. And, like, I also lost in this whole thing is, like, how unhinged Brent Yormark is. It's like, yeah, stand up, son. Let's say it with your chest.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
What is going on? I also think I will tell you this, and I'm not trying to start fights or anything, but I feel like there are a lot of people in college sports media who are beat writers for local teams. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
Who looked at what this reporter did with Texas Tech and said, what a loser, stumping for the school you cover. Ugh, I would never. And then if something happened similar to that in their conference with the team they cover, they would go right to carrying the water for their coach and their team that they cover, just the way this guy did. And that's the hypocrisy I can't stand, is when it's like, yeah, don't do that with your coaches and these teams that you cover. But yet we see that around here. We see it all over the place that there are people who go to bat for the teams they cover a little bit more than they would some other team. And I think that's. Be a journalist.
To call a spade a spade.
We see it around here a lot with the Buckeyes and the Blue Jackets. It makes me sick.
Oh, it does. It's you're journalists. You're journalists. Be journalists. It doesn't matter. I understand you like this guy or you like this coach or someone on the staff texts you regularly some updates. I know you got to get some info somehow. But like, yeah, this guy trying to like embarrass himself publicly in favor of Texas Tech because he's a beat writer for them. I'm sure he looks at it and is like, I'm doing the right thing, but I think you made him look like an idiot.
I want whoever was supplying the tortillas for the students to throw at the Red Raiders games. Well, he needs a tortillas endorsement.
I do understand. There are probably, we've been playing this audio. We've been talking about it. I should probably explain that The reason he brought up tortillas, if you're not familiar, is Texas Tech literally got banned from their fans throw them on the field,
yes.
Which is also just a weird tradition, but whatever, it's college football. I like weird traditions in college football.
Were they doing that because they were upset at something? Or they was just
I thought it was like a celebratory thing. I thought they would do it whenever they scored a touchdown. Kind of like how Nebraska would release their red balloons when they scored the first touchdown of the game, which got to be really pathetic in some of their worst years where it would be like, hey, it's the fourth quarter, we're down 53 to nothing. Balloon time! Yay!
Just terrible.
A terrible team. Yeah, that was so stupid. All right, TV executives are going to ruin something awesome. I have said this, and I know it's more soccer talk, but bear with me. It's not really about soccer. It's about TV, okay? It's about sports, how we consume it. World Cup has been doing great numbers. Everybody's been, a lot of people have been watching it, all that stuff. I have said this over and over and over. One of the best things about this World Cup has been the fact that when I go to click on my TV and I think, oh, who has the World Cup rights? Fox has the World Cup rights.
Yes.
Where is the game? It's either on Fox or, shock of all shocks, it's on FS1.
Okay.
Their sports channel.
You like that?
It's not on an app. It's not on something that I don't have to go download. I don't have to go through 18 verifications of like two-factor this and three-factor that. I don't have to do any of that crap. Mm-hmm. It's just on Fox and I watch the game and that's simple. I am old. Let me be old. However, I just saw this story that said next time the World Cup rights come due because I think Fox contract is up after this World Cup. So the next rights would be for 2030 and 2034.
NBC gonna take it.
Well, it says this was actually, I saw it from NBC Sports. It was funny that they reported this because it's like, you also have a channel that could, whatever. They said that apparently Disney, Netflix, YouTube, and Amazon are all sharpening their checkbooks to go out and make a play to get the World Cup next time.
Wasn't it an NFL game on YouTube this past season?
I think they've done that multiple times. Yeah, wasn't there one on like...
I want to say it was a standalone game, like one of the opening games or like the Brazil game or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a game one year where they had it on Yahoo? Like the only way, I swear to God, there was something where like the only way you could watch it was on Yahoo.
Nah, that's too far.
I swear to God that happened. I'm misremembering it, but I really thought it was. The point is, like the World Cup, I think the NFL is successful largely because on Sundays at 1 o'clock when you go to flip on a game, it's where you think it would be. It's on CBS or Fox, right? When you go to...
About on most Sundays.
Yeah, on Sundays.
It's some Netflix.
On Sundays? Is there Sunday Netflix?
Where's Black Fridays on Prime?
Well, no. That's what I'm saying.
Christmas
the Thursdays,
is on
the Fridays, the Saturday goofball games, the Let's Take Over Christmas Day games. Yes. Thanksgiving night, that game's on Prime, I feel like now. Or Paramount or something. Whatever. The point
I don't remember.
NFL largely still, I would say 85% of their games are still where you expect they would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday nights are on NBC. The 1 and 4s are on Fox and CBS. Like, they're not on apps. And I'm saying I think that's partially why they do so well. Also because we love football, right?
Yeah.
But I do think that is something that more and more people struggle with and just they get frustrated. And as you've talked about, you said you watched a couple World Cups games this year because you were just flipping around.
I turned on my TV and it just so happened to be on Fox. So the game was like already there. So I just watched it for a little bit before I got bored and wanted to find another thing.
Bone, you're telling me you don't want to see on Disney Messi with a crosser to Mickey Mouse who heads it in on Goofy for a goal?
You don't think
we need
you
that?
You mean to tell me that you don't watch the Super Bowl on Nickelodeon with the slime on it?
But also, Nickelodeon is on cable. So you're right, but also you can flip to that on like your regular. For those of us who grew up flipping, I think that is something that probably if you're under 25, maybe you just are not familiar with the experience of flipping, but for a lot of sports fans, that's still a thing we're used to doing. It's like you just channel surf. You flip around till you find something you want to watch. I can do that with YouTube TV, even though I don't have traditional cable. YouTube TV kind of functions that way.
Wait a minute. Isn't YouTube TV, can't you like buy the packages from like Disney and
Netflix? I think you can put them in there.
When you do that, like, is it all like right there? Like as you flip, just go to that?
I've never hooked all that up. Ours, if we have it, it's all separated. Like if I want to go watch something on Peacock, I have to go do it.
Well, mine is in my Verizon bill, so
yeah.
I, sure. I can't touch it, really.
I just know that, like, I mean, I watch Premier League games on Peacock. I watch college basketball games on, you know, Peacock, and there's stuff that I watch on
you
Paramount.
Big TM Plus.
I did to watch some, by the way, to watch every OSU men's basketball game. I had to do that last year.
I didn't
year.
Know T-Bone did that. Has he ever mentioned that before?
Never. I've never brought it up. Not one time.
When he goes on his rant about when people say he don't watch college basketball, he would love to point out, paid a subscription.
You should just, October, November, should it'll come up again.
Screenshot it and tweet it out.
I can't wait. That's what we need. Buckeye basketball. Post Bruce Thornton.
What do we need it for? What do you mean?
That's when you are at your peak.
I hope it's great. I hope they go out and win every game. I just don't. Listen.
We'll know. We'll know how you'll feel. Who they off of an exhibition game?
Oh, I'm not gonna. We'll I'm not exactly gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. Don't worry. No, but I just going back to the TV thing. I just feel like the more often we put stuff that's good to watch on places. How many baseball games have you watched now compared to 10 years ago? Right? Because now,
well,
like
when the Guardians is on, I love to tune in and watch it.
Yes, but.
Even
for
when
some,
they stink without J-Ram, you've been watching?
Yeah.
Hey, okay. They're still in it. But the point is,
baseball
like...
Baseball is like one of the rare slow sports that I can sit and watch the whole game.
No, but my point is now to watch them, depending on what package or system you have to go buy the Guardians TV thing.
I know.
Right. And I'm saying...
I got to get Fubo. Well, technically, I don't have to get nothing.
I know, because you got the allegedly, almost said
hypothetically
illegal.
Speaking, if I just so happen to have, you know, somebody allegedly gave me something to be able to you know, see all these games.
That's right. So just, I'm just begging the powers that be, just if Disney gets it, put all the games on ABC and ESPN. Don't put them on like, oh, download ESPN Plus. No, I don't want to. I refuse. I'm putting my line. I'm getting to that point where I
you
don't want to.
You are not going to watch the
World
Cup? No,
I know
Cup.
I will. It's just annoying. I'm saying this has been refreshing this last month to be able to flip onto a channel and it's where you would expect it to be.
Kiss it
That's
goodbye.
Been nice. I know.
Kiss it goodbye.
An NFL coach apparently considered giving up his job to Bill Belichick. We'll tell you who and why next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Looks like we had a crash that just cleared up in New Albany, 161 eastbound, just as you're approaching that 62 interchange out there. And right now we are seeing some more cars on the roads, especially over on our southeast side. We're talking just outside Canal Winchester. Two spots, of course, 33 in that westbound direction, one at Pickerington Road, the other at Gender Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan
channel. Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians were in Minnesota last night after having the day off Monday. They lost to the Twins 3-1 and have now dropped three straight games. The Guards will look to get back in the win column tonight at 7:40 in Minneapolis. The Cincinnati Reds also lost following a day off. They fell to the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. The Redlegs struck out 18 times in the loss. They'll try to bounce back at home tonight versus Philly at 7 o'clock. And finally, yesterday, Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers agreed to a four-year, $273 million contract extension. That includes a player option for the 2030-2031 season. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tyvus is drinking a protein shake for breakfast. T-Bone is eating a protein donut, minus the protein. And it's more than one donut. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
I got the coolest thing going on. First of all, I want to wish my oldest daughter, Leiliana Marie Powell, a happy 6th birthday.
Happy birthday,
But
Lay.
I also want to wish my niece, Honesty Powell, a happy 12th birthday. Yeah, it's a weird thing. So my brother and I, both our oldest daughters have the exact same birthday, just 6 years apart.
That is wild.
Yeah. And then like my wife's cousin, Avery, this one is even wilder. We have three kids. They have three kids. All of our kids was born in the same year. So like his oldest son and my oldest daughter was born one day apart. We were in the hospital together.
Wow.
It was hilarious because we would go get the snacks to him and I'd see him. How you doing? She doing good? Cool. So that one was funny. Then our middle child, I think, are about 4 months apart. Okay. They're like 4 months and a day apart.
Wow.
And then we both just had kids again. So he's got three boys. I got two girls and a boy. We just had our last kids. Our sons are 2 weeks-ish apart.
So the it's most crazy. Of the three kids that this is your wife's cousin.
Correct.
Their three kids and your three kids, the furthest apart any of them are
about
is four months
in a day, yeah.
That is. I mean, we had cousins when I was a kid growing up. I mean, I still have these cousins. I just don't see them as much anymore. But I had cousins in New Jersey where my dad came from a family where he was four kids, two boys, two girls. That was my dad's family. So him and his brother, my Uncle Kerry, they had each of them two kids. Each of them, Kerry had two girls. We had two boys. The symmetry was amazing because then the oldest two were both like brunette, me and my cousin Priscilla.
Yeah.
And then my brother, Derek, and Bonnie, our other cousin, they were the same age and they both were blonde headed. And like we were the exact same ages. Personalities were similar. Like, it was crazy. So whenever we go hang out, it would just be like me and Priscilla would be like, they suck, huh? And then I'm sure Bonnie and Derek both like, I can't stand our older sibling. Like, and then on the other side of that, my dad's sisters both had a boy and a girl.
Girl
was older and the boy was younger. And it's like there was this weird symmetry in that family of like everyone had the exact same number of kids. They had the exact on the girls and boys side, the exact same type of kid. Like,
well, it might get ruined because Lauren's cousin Avery, they led me to believe that they might potentially want to go for a fourth because they got three boys and they want a girl.
I see.
They potentially might.
Yeah,
we're done. And I always believe that I'm not a fan of people that have two kids. I feel like you need three. And let me tell you why.
Because you have three?
No.
Okay.
Because the kid needs another opinion.
What kid?
One of the kids. So like, for example, you growing up, like me, I'm growing up. Let's just say I just had a brother. And I wanted some advice. I would only have my brother's advice to go to. Now, my brother's a little crazy. So, like, it would be off the wall.
And your sister's not?
My sister's crazier, but she got more sense. She got more sense. She's crazier, but she got more sense, if that makes sense.
I mean,
right? She's more of a sane human being.
Okay.
So, like, I would get two different opinions. Like, I got two
How
different
opinions. How crazy is your brother, then, is what I need to know.
Because that dude, he's different. He's different. That dude he's weird.
Okay. So on the coincidental birthday front, August 14th has always been an important day to me because that's when my brother was born. And then I started dating my girlfriend, Jessica. Her brother was born on August 14th, 1990, which is the same year my brother was born. So they're born on, they not only had the same birthday, they were born on the same exact day. Wait. And then I find out that T-Bone's birthday is also
August 14th. That's a weird. Weird. And Tim Tebow, for what it's worth, also an August 14th baby.
Oh, yeah. He's a friend of ours.
I feel like
you should get him on the show.
I feel like Magic Johnson also was August 14th. I can't. There's a few other famous people. I feel like it was Magic Johnson, but I could be wrong. I always get the celebrity birthdays mixed up.
Must be nice because I ain't got nobody. Lupe Fiasco. Yeah, Magic Johnson. Hey. August 14th, 1959.
There we go.
Oh, this is the full version.
What is this?
This is the Tebow is a friend of mine.
Tebow is a friend of mine.
I forgot all about this.
Tebow is a friend of mine.
Yes, that's one of my favorites archives of Common Man and T-Bone.
He's great. He's my guy. So an NFL coach apparently considered giving up his job to Bill Belichick. This is Sean Payton. So there's an article or a story that came out from Seth Wickersham. I like to say his name like that because he covers the Patriots, and I feel like a lot of Boston people would say, like, Seth Wickersham, my guy. Love him. He's great. Anyway, Seth Wickersham wrote this, has an article out basically saying that Payton considered offering to step aside as the Broncos head coach when Belichick was out of coaching before he took the North Carolina job, because Bill Belichick is 15 wins behind Don Shula for the all-time lead in NFL history, you know, all-time wins leader. He only needs 15 to pass him. However, Belichick is obviously probably not getting another chance in the NFL ever again. So apparently that's the respect that Sean Payton had. He said, I would have stepped aside and just been the offensive coordinator. I would have let Belichick come in. And then Belichick would have basically, when we got him to 15 wins, that could be, I mean, unless they had a monster season, that's probably multiple years.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Unless you come out and go 15-2. No chance, right?
Wait a minute. What did the Broncos just go last year?
They were close to that.
Didn't they go like 15-2?
13, 14, I want to say.
Were they 15-2? I felt like it might be better than that. Okay. I feel like they might be.
But this was the all-time list with playoff wins accounted, too. So technically, they could have gotten to like 12 or 13 wins and then won some playoff games, and he could have gotten to 15. The point I'm making is, this apparently was a real thought that Sean Payton actually had. Now, Seth Wickersham,
14-3.
Okay, so
and then they won
off
a couple of games in the playoffs.
Yeah, they would have done it last year.
Did it.
Seth Wickersham said, though, that in the end it was too complicated and maybe too fanciful. Yeah, I mean, how do you go to the, how does, I don't know how you could go to, that just seems in the NFL like that would be very tough to walk in and say, guys, I'm the leader, I'm the head coach. However, see this old man here? We're doing him a favor.
Wait, where was this going to be at?
Broncos.
Okay.
Denver.
So Sean Payton was going to go to be the OC, I believe.
He was going to step down to OC, and then Belichick was just going to be the guy.
A defense would have been nice. You got a defensive guru at the head and then an offensive genius at, it would have been nice.
I mean, I know that I say a lot of cynical things, but I'll take things that never happened for 500, Alex.
You don't think this ever happened?
You don't want to see him break the record?
Don't think Sean Payton actually considered this. I think he said after the fact, oh, yeah, this is something that I was willing to do. I don't think it was something that he was actually willing to do in the moment, though. I just think he wants to look like a good guy.
Did it say that he came up with the idea?
Who else would have come up with it? Yeah. It would have had to be Sean Payton. Like Belichick saying, hey,
like this is
Sean Payton, I demand you step aside so I can be the head coach to get me to some wins. Then I'll step back like that.
This is one of them things that Sean Payton was sitting in his bed, laying down, thought about it for 2 seconds and then said, never mind.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like it said that this never came to fruition. And my belief on that is that it was not like agents were called. Roger Goodell was involved.
Right.
The ownership was plotting out how do we pay both these guys. That was never the case. This probably was Sean Payton saying, I wonder if we could do that. I wonder if Bill would do it. Nah, probably not.
It was probably like pillow talk with his wife.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I mean,
he had his feet in the air.
Let's say, no socks on.
Just stick the long ball.
Thank you. Listen, I think
twirling the fold cord. You know, honey, I was thinking today.
I like that they have phone cords.
Bill Belichick, take the hit.
In this fictional world where Sean Payton was going to give Bill Belichick the job, I like where he's also twirling his fictional phone cord in his house.
I also think this is major loser talk.
That's loser talk.
Because it's like, hey, let's have Bill Belichick be our mascot just so he can add some wins to his total and pass Don Shula. No, he's not good enough to pass Don Shula on his own, so he doesn't get the record.
If he were willing to do that, that would even further knock his legacy, wouldn't it? If he was like, yeah, I'll gladly come in and just try to steal some wins in a way that is not that's not valid, right? That's Sean Payton's team, and you're just coming in to like get the head coach title so you can get some wins?
No. He was going to take the air out of the ball. So.
Yeah, see, they're whose song is that from?
That's Migos.
Bill
Belichick. Air out the ball.
There we go.
Just so I can flex.
We learned yesterday exactly what happens if you're late to an Ohio State football practice. You'll hear it next. T-Mone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Right now, we are seeing two crashes on our roads, starting over in Dublin, 270 northbound at that 33 and 161 interchange. That left lane is currently blocked 14 miles per hour already, folks. When it comes to your speeds, that's about a 10-minute delay. Backups extending towards Tuttle Crossing. Also, a heads up for our south-southeast corner outside of Groveport, a crash 270 southbound, passing 33 and right before Alum Creek Drive. That right shoulder is also blocked. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
It's a
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It's a warm start to the day, and that'll set us up for a warm afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s today with a partly sunny sky and light wind. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Warm again, lower 70s. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. Some isolated storms are possible. Highs back in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Common man, a radio veteran, has a large hemorrhoid. Timmy Hall, a good clean boy. Moonlight, says man's hemorrhoid. Common man and Timmy.
Weekdays at 3.
The Fan. All of the hair on their heads is slowly migrating to the lower part of their faces. And tracky. This is T-Bone and Titus.
Bearded Buckabilly in the YouTube chat says most Super Bowl championships isn't enough for Belichick. They wanted a LeBron of coaching to own every record. Billy Boy's resume is just fine. He's already in the Hall of Fame. Well,
is he, Tyvus?
One.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Famously, he isn't in the Hall of Fame yet.
Right.
He will be, but
he's not a first ballot.
No, they didn't let it. They didn't let him in. They didn't.
What do you mean he's not a first ballot?
They didn't let him in.
They didn't let him in.
Oh yeah, that was a big story. I completely forgot about that too.
But it's and why did that happen? Because he's not actually good, and everybody hates him, or because probably what a lot of people did was say, "Oh well, I don't need to vote him in because he's going to be in. I'll vote for someone else." And then it ended up that enough people did that.
He has two scandals by his name. So.
Well, that, okay. Fair enough.
Spygate and Deflategate.
Fair enough. But I get what the guy is saying on Twitter or on our YouTube chat. That's right. I mean,
can you get kicked out the Hall of Fame?
No, there's
they didn't kick OJ out.
Yeah, exactly. He's there. Murders people after the fact. Allegedly.
The Bills ain't hanging his number up. Taking his number down.
I don't blame them. It's kind of problematic.
He was innocent.
No.
That's what it said.
The verdict said. It did in the one verdict, and then in every other verdict, every civil case, every other thing that he had, it was like, I don't know. If I'm the Bills,
the
I don't want the headache.
The glove didn't fit.
Good. Put the glove up there then. See, like, we're honoring the glove.
Yesterday I had Chipotle, and you guys know I've boycotted Chipotle for a while after it was my favorite meal to eat, but my daughter asked for it and something happened. She asked for it the night before and I didn't really want to go, and I hit her with the "we'll get it tomorrow" to kind of kick the can down the road.
Yeah, they don't forget when you do that,
right?
By the way,
so for dinner last night, it's probably like 7 o'clock, we go to the Pal Chipotle, the one that I refer to as the Zoo Chipotle.
Wait a minute,
right by the zoo.
Okay,
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
And we walk in there and the line is to the door.
That's a bad sign.
I look ahead.
Right out of the gate.
There's about six people working. Two are doing mobile orders. One's prepping the food. One is frying tortilla chips when there's already 30 bags of tortilla chips out. They have one guy working the line. One guy doing the register who can't help make the food because he's taking the tortilla chips out of the bowl and putting them in a bag.
Oh my God.
That's his job that he's doing. I walk in the door. I find the dude on the line, the only guy that's making food. He's literally having to replace every single thing. So he's not even making food when we walk in.
Oh my God.
He's busy replacing everything.
Jeez.
So we are in line for a half an hour.
Before we get to the front, when
we get to the front of the line,
was everything fresh?
The music in the Chipotle starts playing so loud, it's like torture scenes in movies when they're just playing music really loud to just make
so
people's
ears
bleed.
It was not this loud the whole time.
No.
It just got louder as you got closer, like the saxophones getting louder. Yes. That whole meme now, it right? Was, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did you get a bowl or you get a?
I got a burrito.
What is it called?
I just got a chicken burrito.
No. What is the bread called?
What do you mean, what is the bread called? It's Chipotle, a tortilla?
Oh.
Bang. That's what I hear you say it correctly.
Dylan, Rocket Brigade. Commission, Texas Tech got fined over tortillas. Thank you. All right.
Sorry. We will cut that down to just the tortilla part at some point, but not today.
Yeah. So we normally eat there. There's no napkins.
Oh, no.
The garbage cans are just overflowing.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, Gianna, we got to go home.
How was the food?
The music is playing loud. There's no napkins.
Everything you saying is irrelevant. Everything you saying is irrelevant. How was the food?
What do you mean it's irrelevant?
It's irrelevant. It's part of the experience. See, that's the problem.
This is the capper
to
the story.
You letting everything affect the taste. How was the taste?
After I've hated Chipotle the last five times I went, the food, gas.
Oh, is it really good? Really good?
I can't quit it. I've been trying to. It was so good. It was the best Chipotle I've had in probably 2 years.
By the way. By the way, we call that what I've always referred to that is the Popeyes effect, where it's like, it doesn't matter how bad the service is, that food is so good, I don't care. They can punch me in the mouth, and yes. I'd be like, thank you. I'm going to go to my dentist and get my teeth fixed. I'll be back next week. As soon as I get this root canal done, I'll be back.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was not expecting that. Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about.
You can't discount.
That's what I'm talking about, Dylan. Welcome back. Welcome back.
God, you think Tyvus was endorsed by Chipotle the way he's like, do you work for them? Why do you care?
Not at all, man.
Why do you care?
I tell you what, it sounds good today.
Tell you what, if they had breakfast at Chipotle, I don't think any of your weight loss goals would ever be attainable.
I wouldn't. Breakfast,
Chipotle breakfast, get a little eggs with all the toppings, but they just throw eggs in the mix.
No.
Yeah. That'd be,
well, I mean, essentially, I just ate that.
That's what I did. But I'm saying, imagine if you get it from Chipotle. You're saying Chipotle is that much better. You love Chipotle much. Imagine if they opened for breakfast.
We could get chicken or steak from Chipotle on a breakfast burrito. Oh, that sounds delicious. God.
Yeah. Or throw a little seasoned potatoes in there, too. Now we're talking.
They don't want to work that hard.
Well, apparently not.
They don't want to be great, and Chick-fil-A don't want to be great because they don't want to open on Sunday.
Well, they're...
Because yeah. It's the right thing to do. Who's that? Who's that?
Who
says that on here? It's
a
commercial.
Let's disparage the people who advertise on our radio station. Yes. That's a very good idea.
Sundays. Jesus never heard of them. Why are we doing this?
Let them do whatever they got to do. Let them live. I do judge, but I'm not going to judge openly. I'm going to that's fine. So we learned yesterday what happens if you're late to an Ohio State football practice. This is... the guy that I want to call Joey McGuire, but that's not right. Joe McGuire, who is your punter for Ohio State, one of the punters for Ohio State. He's explaining what happens if you don't make it to practice on time. Now, reminder, Joe McGuire is Australian. He was on a podcast that appears to be, it's called the Dose and D podcast. I don't know if it emanates from Australia or what exactly.
I hope he don't get in trouble. Didn't Carson Hensman get benched for doing the podcast?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's well, here you go. Here's the podcast.
And he'll start at 6:30. You have to be there at 6.
Yep.
If you're a minute late, it is a disaster. Like, I would rather crash my car than show up late. Like, it is so bad.
For what reason?
Because you can't be late. That's.
But there's obviously a punishment or something.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll have a dawn patrol on Saturday. So you've got to be there at 6. You're cleaning the weight room. You're restocking fridges. Sometimes if there's nothing to do, which happened to us one time, you'll go onto the turf indoor field. And if there's any white piece of grass that's on the green piece of grass, you'll pick them up.
You're kidding.
Them wow. Yeah, just stuff to do. Then after that, you'll have community service.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Monday, if you're the
community service.
Yeah, this isn't just you, by the way, this is you and your entire unit. This is, if I'm late, it's me and all the other specialists and my coach. So
Jay, I'm glad I'm not in with you.
Then,
yeah, no, we're being serious strong.
Then you're kicked out of the locker room for 3 days. You're like Harry Potter, you're under the stairs. That's where you get changed and live for the 3 days, you and your entire unit and your coach. And then you have to do a lock in on Monday. You have to go and work at football, and they make sure you're doing your homework, and they'll drive you to and from class, and yeah, so no good. You don't want to be late.
Does that sound familiar, Tyvus?
That's pretty accurate, but they might be a little more intensified over there, because when we were late, well, I think I was late twice at Ohio State. The one time or two times I was late was the first time you do it. It's just you got down patrol. If you get caught being late again, it's the unit, your entire unit.
Okay.
But this is all within the same year. So when I was late my first freshman year, the first mat drill we had, I was late. They started at 5:55, not 6, 5:55, Coach Mix blowing the whistle. I didn't get to the 6:30 because my phone had cut off, so my alarm didn't go off.
Oh, that's rough.
So I also had down patrol for Saturday and Sunday. And I didn't have to clean nothing. I rather have cleaned than do what I had to do. I had to do the Jesus walks. That's when you get on the stair climber with the stick over your head and walk on it for 30 minutes, but they like rev it up.
The stick over your head.
Yeah, you gotta hold the stick over your head like this.
On a stair climber.
For
30 minutes?
30 minutes. And this ain't no walking pace.
Okay.
So I fell off the thing like 6 times. And Coach Yuli, shout out to Coach Yuli. I just see him a couple weeks ago. He goes, "Tyvus, you falling off this board in the lineman, dude." I said, "Listen, man, I can't. This is ridiculous."
Also, the Jesus walks is a crazy name.
That's what we call it.
It is a crazy
Jesus walks. You call that stick on your head.
The big Kanye fans over there. Was that Kanye?
That was the first time. The second time was my junior year or my senior year. To be fair, I wasn't late. I was not late. This is what happened. This is how they mark you. So when you sit in the team meeting room, everybody has assigned seats. So what they do is they look to see who ain't in their seat, right?
Right.
So they shut the door. I'm talking about like as the door is shutting, I am trying to run through the door.
Yeah.
So they cut the lights off because they were showing like a video or something. I am crawling trying to get to my seat. So by the time Coach Meyer got up there to start speaking, I'm already sitting there. I'm in my seat. But they marked me late because
you were late.
I wasn't sitting there I wasn't technically in the seat when they like looked. So it was really BS. So that time, and Devin Smith was late that day too. But he was like, I was like, if I'm going to be late, I'm like 5 seconds late. He was like, I'm going to just miss the meet because I'm going to get down patrol no matter what. So we both had to clean the weight room that day.
How do you have to clean the weight room?
Now you got to go clean the weights, clean the equipment, put everything
in a rag, and you're just doing the whole thing
with spray bottle and everything. Yeah.
It's not like just sweeping up the floor and that's it.
Yeah, no, you got to wipe everything down. It was not fun.
All right, we have tickets to give away to the Good Guys 28 Summit Racing Nationals. Coming up next, we'll do that and also ask Tyvus anything. 2 minutes away, T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, if you live in Delaware County, you can expect a 6-minute delay on 71 in that southbound direction. That's because of a disabled semi just passing 36. That's outside of Sunbury, just to give you an idea. That right lane is still blocked, still an active scene too, so just pack your patience this morning, take your time, and just go slow. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan
terms. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Got a family 4-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 28 Summit Racing Nationals. That is this weekend at the Ohio Expo Center, July 10th through 12th. Hey, that starts on Friday. Check out over 6,000 of the country's coolest hot rods, muscle cars, trick trucks, customs, and more. Passes are good for 1 day. Get details, vehicle registration, and ticket info at good-guys.com. But Tyvus, pick a number.
3.
All right. In honor of Dale Earnhardt Sr. Caller number 3, 614-821-9710.
I was thinking Allen Iverson, but...
Sure. Either way. Makes sense. Caller number 3, 614-821-9710. The Good Guys Summit Racing Nationals tickets could be yours.
Get to know your resident national champion. It's time for Ask Tyvus Anything.
Sponsored by Ramos Roofing. Reliable, local, built right. Request your free roof assessment today at RamosRoofing.com.
All right. This one comes from Alex. Ask Tyvus Anything. What is the one album you can listen to from beginning to end and never get tired of? Mine is Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory. Good one. This also applies to Bone and Dylan.
The Carter 2, Lil Wayne.
Really? That's your number one that you can listen to all the way through?
All day. All day long.
Carter 2, Carter 3.
I'll listen to Friday Night Lights by J. Cole all the way through. I will listen to Finally Famous by Big Sean all the way through. There's a lot of albums, actually, to me that I can listen to all the way through.
But he's just saying, what's the one if you had to pick one?
All Eyes on Me by Tupac.
Okay, that's good. Dylan, do you have one?
Mine would be either Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl or Forest Hills Drive by J. Cole.
Is that the new
one? Okay. That is the newest one.
The Life of a Showgirl?
Yes.
Is that good?
I think it is. It's
her best one?
It's kind of a hot take for it to be the best one, but I think it is.
What would a Taylor Swift fan say is her best
album? I don't think there's really a consensus answer, but I know it would be this most.
Which one is Shake It Off on? That's the only song I know.
Shake It Off is on 1989.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mine would be very similar to the ones you guys mentioned. Mine is Dio's Holy Diver, which...
Whatever the hell that is.
Exactly. I knew you wouldn't know that. It's funny.
Dio's? That sounds like a Dio. Pizza joint.
No, Dio. Oh. Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, okay.
He's
gotcha.
A legend. Never. Yes. It's metal, Dylan. It's okay. You wouldn't be all right. It's more me asking you questions from the listeners. Eric says, what was your welcome to the NFL moment, Tyvus?
My welcome to the NFL moment? I ain't really got... I welcomed a lot of people to the NFL, actually, as a rookie. My welcome to the NFL experience was... when I went up against Doug Baldwin in a one-on-one, and...
It was when you're in Seattle.
Yeah. It was like... Yeah,
This is practice,
but I'm like, yeah, nah, he... did this. I told you, Doug made me feel like I could never play in the NFL ever again. Like,
really?
It was that bad.
Wow.
Yeah, he was. That, and then I watched Sherm go up against him, and it was nothing. And I'm just like, really? Like, is he man.
Like, so, Sherm could hang with him.
Oh,
you're
my
saying.
Goodness. Sherm would strap him easily. And I used to be like, how are you doing that? I can't touch the man's jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Doug definitely harassed me as a rookie. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I like the fact. I mean, I always think that's interesting when you find out what it takes to get to the next level. And then, like, you're at the next level. You've
and,
made it.
And I think Doug went undrafted. That's what really made me like, man, he wasn't even drafted and he doing me like this.
I mean, he was a great player.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
No, that's great. Rusty said, ask Tyvus anything. How can you call those burpees with your weak-ass form? That goes back to earlier when you were doing burpees in between some of the segments here. You can have a comment on that or
listen,
not.
Some people didn't do not one burpee today, good form or not. So, therefore, it puts me ahead of the curve. And I do it intentionally while that camera is rolling to motivate anybody that's watching. Like, man, I should probably do something. That's why I do it.
Good for you.
Do it for the people.
SWK Bearcat says, ask Tyvus anything. Would you rather all pizza is Pizza Hut or all burgers are Burger King? This includes things like veggie/chicken burgers and frozen pizza. So you get any pizza ever, from now on, it is Pizza Hut. Or you get any burger, no matter where you go. It could be a nice restaurant. You order the burger, out comes a Burger King burger. For the rest of your life. I know which one I'm picking. Because I actually like Burger King burgers, so I'd go that route. And then just, I still get to have all different types of pizza, which I like
more.
Well,
the Pizza Hut thing wouldn't faze me because...
Oh, God.
You know.
All pizza tastes similar?
Correct.
That's
so give me the Pizza Hut.
Incorrect. I'm just, all right, fine, whatever. It's ask Tyvus anything.
You not, like that one,
not T-Bone argues with Tyvus. That's fine. Let's see. Oh, this is from Chris G. If you had to pick to live one of these two lives, who would you choose? Rick James or Magic Johnson? Okay. That's an odd one. I mean...
Can I plead the fifth?
You can plead the fifth if you want. It's. I mean, I feel like you should answer it in some way, shape, or form.
I feel like there's no
Magic
right
answer. Johnson has lived
no
a very
right
full
answer.
And good no, life.
Give me.
Magic Johnson's lived a very full life. I think that's fair to say.
I don't believe Magic Johnson has.
Okay. I don't think that's where we need to go.
We're going conspiracy here?
I don't know we need to go conspiracy. I mean, the man quit playing basketball. I mean, we, you know, that I think is, come on. He is thriving through his disease. He has, you know, gotten all kinds of treatment for it, and good for him.
I want to know which Magic Johnson AIDS conspiracy Tyvus subscribes to.
Oh, God. I didn't know there were multiple.
I didn't know it was multiple.
What are the multiple ones?
What are you talking about?
Is it just that they wanted him to be the spokesperson, so they faked it? Is that pretty much
why would you do that? Why would that be a thing? Like,
they needed a famous African-American person to be the poster child of, like, hey,
I've never heard this conspiracy theory.
Yes.
That's very weird to me.
No,
James or Magic Johnson?
How about he's rich enough to get treatment and he's like getting the best treatment possible? And they have treatments now. They have medicine you can get. You have HIV, like you can take it and it can
keep you going. He kicked it with Charlie Murphy and Eddie Murphy.
That story's. One of the all time. We were talking about the other day. Chappelle's show had like so many moments from Chappelle's show for a show that only had 2 years.
Yes.
Because it wasn't the third year supposed to happen, then never did.
And then, Chappelle told Comedy Central to go straight to hell.
Right. And I'm saying almost every one of those, because we quote them all the time here. Like off the air,
they gonna talk about like I'm gonna grind my feet in Eddie's couch like I ain't got no sense. Come on, like I got a lot more sense than that.
We got a Chappelle show.
Yeah, I remember grinding my feet in Eddie's couch.
We got a Chappelle show reference in the open. I'm constantly sharing the Dave Chappelle crackhead meme anytime I'm obsessed with anything. Gosh.
Red ball.
What were we talking about the other day with getting, was it the breast milk thing?
Breast milk. You make my day.
No wonder.
The finest is Cambodian breast milk. The studio shut down unless you go all the way up to Jersey and get me finest Cambodian breast milk. Here's what's wild
to me is when that show was out, you were what, like... 12?
Something like that.
So I'm saying, like, I remember a lot of those from when they were on, and then I got the DVDs and I would watch them constantly, but like, I was an adult, essentially. You were still like in your formative years.
A couple of days ago, this guy on Instagram was like showing like 90s nostalgia. Like, if you was a kid, you will remember these PBS shows.
Right.
So I'm watching it with my wife, and she's naming the PBS shows. And I'm like, I've never heard of these. I don't know none of these. Mm. She was like, you never watched it as a kid? I said, Lauren, I watched.
You got to watch the good
Jerry
TV.
Springer, right. Maury, Joe Brown.
Yeah.
Judge Mathis and Judge Judy.
You watched a lot of daytime
TV. That was what I did.
Yeah, you're like, Arthur, never heard of him. Yeah. Who's that guy?
No. I would go to school and they would put that stuff on and I'd be like, what is this?
This is stuff made for you.
Dragon Tales.
This is stuff as a child they made to help your developing mind. And you said, no, give me Jerry Springer. And people just trailer truck.
Well, that was what my grandparents had on. It was six channels. 43 and 55 channel.
But PBS was one of them. They had it.
They not watching that. Okay,
I'm just telling you, it was on. The GOAT weighs in on the greatest sports comeback of all time. We will talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center. A new crash to report over on the west side, 70 eastbound this time around, passing Mosin Road and that 270 intersection. That center lane is currently blocked for drivers out there. This morning in New Albany, we are also seeing a crash, 161 eastbound, passing 62, so expect some lane closures out there. And lastly, for our friends in now Winchester, really over by Pickerington, a crash, 33 westbound, passing Columbus-Lancaster Road northwest. That left lane is blocked. Expect a 12-minute delay for your commute on this Wednesday. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Builders.
We at The Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's The Fan Call-In Show, presented by The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966. The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Both of these men played sports in high school. Only one of them was good at it. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, World Cup fever has engulfed everyone except for the two people I work with. Tyvus and Dylan have no interest in the World Cup, but that's fine. It's okay.
U.S. is out. Has watched a decent amount.
Thank you.
How much is a decent amount?
I told you I watched Colombia and Switzerland yesterday.
And who are you rooting for?
Everybody knows it. I'm Team Switzerland.
Well, they won.
I know they did.
And I was bummed about that.
It came down to the last shootout kick.
Penalty kick. Yeah.
And I sat there and I said, he better not miss this. Because if he miss it, then they're going to have to extend it and go one more.
Oh, Switzerland. Yeah.
And he went and nailed it.
He did.
Nailed it. I was like...
Now, I was bummed by that game because, you know,
Because it was kneel the whole game. It was boring.
I've never heard it said kneel the way you said it, but that's right. It was 0-0. That's, you nailed it. That's right.
Nail.
I mean, it's a British phrase, the nil-nil, that's like, oh, yes, chaps, it went nil-nil. And then you're over here like, nail.
You see, this is what we're talking about with the gatekeeping, T-Bone.
I'm not gatekeeping.
No.
I'm laughing at
it. You're encouraging him to watch soccer.
And watch it all you want.
He tries to use the lingo.
You don't have to
make fun of him.
No, I'm saying you don't have to use the lingo. You can just call it, you can call it whatever you want. Nil-nil is fine.
Nil-nil.
So, anyway, yes, but that was a game where, in that Colombia game, Cucho Hernandez, who played for the Crew, who helped them win MLS Cup a couple years ago, then went on to Spain because his national team coach said, if you want to play in the World Cup, I need you to play over in Europe. So he said, well, I have to go. So he did, and he's been playing. They put him in this game, and what happens in the penalty shootout?
He missed it.
He missed his.
Hook him home.
I was so bummed when that happened. I was like, come on, Cucho, just don't be the guy who misses it.
He was rooting for Colombia.
Yeah, I wanted Colombia to win.
Why?
Because of Cucho Hernandez, my
guy. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I don't have any guys on the Switzerland team that I'm a fan of necessarily.
I'm a fan of their philosophy.
They have Granit Xhaka, who is a Sunderland player, so I like him, but
you're
whatever.
You're not a fan of their philosophy?
What do you mean a fan of their philosophy?
Did you see it both ways? You straight down the middle?
Yeah, that's someone who, I don't like that at all. You got to.
Fence riders is what they call
them. They say that about when they're like, when they do that with like political stuff where it's like, do you like this candidate or that candidate? And then it's like third people who are like, no opinion.
I see it down the middle.
I see both sides. Come on.
I see both sides. What's wrong with that?
I grew up with Jim Rome. Have a take, don't suck. Like, just immediately have a thought. Even if it's something like carrots. Carrots are awesome. Carrots are terrible. It's got to be one of the two.
You remember we started the show off talking about the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s? In my 20s, I'm with you. But now I'm 30, so I'm tending to listen to the other side.
I listen to the other
understand
side.
Understand where they come from.
And then I get where they're wrong, and I still form an opinion based on it.
You're not listening for understanding. You're listening to debate.
No, I'm listening to understand, but then when the other side doesn't make sense, I go, well, then they're stupid. And then I keep my opinion.
I think whatever.
I have had my opinion changed, by the way. I have changed my opinion on things. Like, for example, Christian Pulisic, who sucks. He's terrible. That's one where I've vastly changed my opinion on him.
What about the ping pong table out there?
What about it?
You changed your opinion on it?
It's a lovely ping pong table. I'm glad we have it.
You will put a drink on there?
No.
Okay.
I will also never use it because I don't play ping pong.
They said it's free for everybody.
It is for everybody.
That's what they say.
I've never used it.
You know what?
It.
Dylan, we're going to go out there and we're going to just hit
play ping pong. You two should go play in the break.
My daughter was here the other day. She played ping pong with Cole.
See?
And I thought that Mike or Timmy were just going to come out of the woodwork and be like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Don't even look at it.
Don't even think about it, actually.
The answers to the question that everybody wants to hear was, did you enjoy the 0-0 game from last night more or worse than the 0-0 Spain? Who did they tie?
0-0? Cabo Verde.
Yeah. Your pro ties and 0-0 games
let's
being entertaining. Which one was better?
Let's hear it.
Yesterday's game. Well, there's different stakes. Mm-hmm. Those were two evenly matched teams that were playing a very defensive minded game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cape Verde tying Spain again was like unheard of that even happened.
Apparently, the greatest achievement in sports history, it seems like.
So, which one did you? You didn't answer the question.
The Cape Verde Spain game had me on the edge of my seat. This one, I was like, can someone please score? I was very frustrated watching that game yesterday. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a defensive
slugfest. You weren't saying someone please score in both.
Well, the game you should have watched yesterday was not that one. It should have been the Argentina-Egypt game.
Joseph said he got you on that cup. It's coming your way.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Joseph, my guy. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. All good. But this is what happened yesterday. Egypt was up in the 75th minute, 2-0 over Argentina, the defending champs. Lionel Messi.
Had him on the ropes.
Had him on the ropes.
Is this his last World Cup?
He's like 41 years old. Shocking if he isn't. It would be shocking if it's not. Cristiano Ronaldo said it's his last World Cup. Neymar said it's his last World Cup. Like, all these other old dudes are saying, I'm done after this. Luka Modric, this is his last World Cup. Like, all these guys. It'd be shocking if it isn't his last run. But he has been awesome. He has scored, I believe, in 9 straight World Cup games now, which is just also a record that no one will probably ever touch.
Except Mbappe.
Well, maybe Mbappe will get to it. You're right.
Or Haaland.
See, there you go.
My wife sent me a video. Have you seen how hard he kicked the ball?
Erling Haaland?
Yeah. I see why he be scoring. He hit that ball so hard. I was like, yeah, I get out the way.
What video did you see? Was it him in the empty? Was it the one where he's in like an empty stadium and he hits it? It sounds like a kickball.
Yeah, gotta be. I was like, yeah, I get out the way.
Oh, yeah, you can't. No. So anyway, Egypt 2-0 lead over Argentina, 75th minute. Argentina scores three goals in the final 15 minutes plus stoppage time to win that game 3-2 in regulation. Epic comeback. Egypt was crushed. There was a call in that game,
VAR call that choked.
Was terrible. Whether they choked or not, it is.
2-0? Well, how much time was left before?
15 minutes, and they came back. Actually, 11 minutes. I think it was the 79th minute.
They gave up three goals in 11 minutes. Is that what you're talking?
Yeah. It was Romero scored in the 79th minute.
Yeah.
Messi scored in the 83rd minute. Enzo Fernandez scored the game winner in the 92nd minute.
That sounds like that's worse than the Patriots or the Falcons blowing the Patriots.
It's funny that you mentioned that because Tom Brady literally tweeted that out yesterday.
Did he really?
He said that might just top 28-3.
Yeah.
Tom Brady said that might be the greatest comeback I've ever seen. And he saw a pretty great one. He was a part of it. So that's the GOAT weighing in on another GOAT, right? Tom Brady, Lionel Messi. Messi, of course, like I said, it's unbelievable that he's still playing at this level.
Yeah,
look at that. So that's I like to see it. I like to see when someone who was a part of history says, this is comparable to what we did.
You know what you sound like? You sound like you like to see a winner.
What do you mean?
You like to see a team win.
What are you talking about?
You like to see a team win. So then there's no way. There's no way that Cape Verde tie.
Oh my God.
Was one of the best things you ever seen.
Tyvus, like I've always said,
there was no winner.
You don't always have to be positive or negative. You can be neutral on things like Switzerland. That's what I've always said. I've always said that sometimes there's a middle ground where I can see both sides. I can see how maybe a team didn't deserve to win, but a team didn't deserve to lose. I like to be like Switzerland where everything's a tie. Right?
No.
Your guys.
No.
Yes. Hey. No. We're back, baby. The Huddle is next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
If you are heading up towards Dublin, expect a 14-minute delay after a crash 270 northbound. We are seeing two left lanes that are currently blocked at that 33 and 161 interchange. Southside, still watching that crash outside of Roeport, 270 southbound before you're hitting Alum Creek Drive, that exit out there. That right shoulder is blocked. Thankfully, not too bad with delays. And guys, still watching a disabled semi in Delaware County, 71 southbound, just as you're passing 36, that right lane is still restricted. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Call Now.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians were in Minnesota last night after having a day off Monday. They lost to the Twins 3-1 and now have dropped three straight games. The Guards will look to get back in the win column tonight at 7:40 in Minneapolis. Cincinnati Reds also lost following a day off. They fell to the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. The Redlegs struck out 18 times in the loss. They'll try to bounce back at home tonight versus Philly at 7 o'clock. And finally, yesterday, Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers agreed to a four-year, $273 million contract extension. That includes a player option for the 2030-2031 season. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tyvus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. All right, almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Did you know that you can listen to us at home? No radio? No problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan. It's that simple. Put us on the big screen. Watch us go back and forth.
We like that.
T-Bone is now coming to senses that he does not like ties as much as he thinks.
No, I told you they're great. You like Switzerland.
You just told me that you grew up listening to Jim Rome.
I did.
Who says have an opinion. And go with it.
I was being sarcastic.
There's
shades of gray in life. You can't, not everything is black and white. I totally get it.
See, I grew up under Urban Meyer. where it's either this or this. There is no gray area. You either did it or you didn't.
I understand that. By the way, there's a song. I keep meaning to ask you guys if you've ever heard this song. You probably haven't.
Hey There, Delilah by Plain White Tees. Yes.
No, it's
the only song that probably every African American knows.
Really?
Probably.
Hey There, Delilah?
It's a banger.
I didn't know that like crossed over.
I'm just kidding.
What was I saying to find out which songs are crossed over? No, I've been listening. I found a like World Cup playlist because obviously this is like my time of, you know, every 4 years. I love the World Cup. I love getting into it. So I've been listening to a lot of different songs from like a lot of these teams have their own song they play after games. Are you like Country Roads was the song the U.S. was playing?
Yeah, that,
right.
Dylan hates it.
I know he does. Well, there's a song that like someone made for the French national team when they won the World Cup. Viga Dream, I believe, is the artist. The song, it's in French, but it's called Ramenez la coupe à la maison. It basically means like bring the cup home. More or less is what it means.
I would have just went with Hakuna Matata.
Same. I've been listening to that song nonstop to the point now where like I understand zero words in it, but I have been listening to that song like nonstop. It's crazy good.
You should listen to Hakuna Matata.
I'm gonna play it for you in the break. I need to get your opinion on it.
And then I'm gonna play Hakuna Matata for you.
Hakuna Matata is great, but I've heard it. I don't need you to play that for me.
It should be like, isn't that the theme for life?
What?
No worries for the rest of your day.
I wish that was the case.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Yeah, but I never understood why they had no worries. Like they're just
out here eating bugs and doing whatever.
Yeah, but that's why. Right. But like Timon and Pumbaa did not have mortgages or like car payments or the light bill. So I'm just saying like, yeah, I bet it is easy to be utopian. But also, you had worries because, like, when the hyenas came around or when Scar was lurking,
well, that was later on.
He didn't know about that.
Simba brought those problems to him.
I mean, they didn't know. The realest person in the movie was Rafiki.
Rafiki is.
Yeah.
He's a philosopher.
Yeah, he was great.
He hit him with the stick and he said, why'd you do that for? He said, it's in the past. It doesn't matter.
Yes, the past can hurt.
But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
Ivis, you are like a jukebox of mood. I think we could put you and Rothman up head to head as far as guys who quote movies around here. Timmy Hall would be in that mix too. You guys are three of the best quoters of movies I've ever heard in my life. Because you have a photographic memory on that.
I like how... what are their names?
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah. Yes.
You mean what are they named?
I remember right after I said it.
What?
They find young Simba whose dad just died and they're like, hey, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah.
Come on, be happy. They didn't know his dad died. Yeah. He said he didn't want to talk about it.
Sing this song and just don't worry about your dad dying. Killed by your uncle.
It does make Simba a little bit of a psycho where like if he ever broke down and said like, hey, actually, just so you know, my father died and that's why I was sad. They would be like, oh, forget this song. Sorry, get counseling. You need to go do something about that.
The biggest questions in the NFL are answered right here. Welcome to the Huddle.
Sponsored by Advent. Go to AdventKnows.com because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
I just picture Timon and Pumbaa rolling up during a FEMA expedition where it's like, hey, your town got leveled by a flash flood, but no worries. Come on. Hey, we're having fun. Probably not the people you want to see in that moment. All right, Dylan, Huddle question number one, please.
All right, I feel like this segment has turned into a Brandon Ayuk update every week, but I am just fascinated with this story. So yesterday he said he'll refuse to file for league reinstatement or do any further business with the 49ers. This is after over the weekend. Did you guys see he started beefing with Jalen Daniels after he was like campaigning to go there? And then they unfollowed each other on social media. They both played with each other at Arizona State. That was like part of the reason why I thought he was lobbying to go there. But you can't go there now if you're going to start beef with their star player. So I ask you guys, this Brandon Ayuk situation is... blank.
The dumbest thing I've ever, career suicide is what it is. And it's by far the dumbest thing I've ever seen someone do. And I've seen some dumb stuff. This might be number one.
No, I'm with you. It feels like someone who is every day going online and saying, I will hit my car with this baseball bat. And it's like, you don't have to do that. And it's like, no, I will. And it's like, why? You just bought it. It's brand new. You've got Why would you want to do that? And then every day he's like, I'm live streaming it. I'm going to post a video. Here's another photo of it. And it's like, meanwhile, I just get cringier. I understand the interest in it because that would be, that would get a lot of views on YouTube if someone did that. But that's what this Brandon Ayuk situation is to me. It is cringy. It is just,
I still to this day don't know why he's, what's his angle?
Well,
it's, what is his angle? Because to me, it seems like it's a guy who don't want to play football anymore. That's,
what NFL team, like everyone assumes the Commanders want him. Have we heard that?
No.
Have we heard anyone from the Commanders front office?
The Commanders want him. I don't think anyone else is assuming that.
I think that is, I think the people who believe he's wanted by NFL teams are the people who think the NFL is like their fantasy football team. Because in a fantasy football sense, sure, you think he's going to put up numbers, you give him a good quarterback, he still should be a talented player. Tyvus,
how do you know? You haven't seen him.
Nobody haven't seen him.
He hasn't rehabbed with anybody, so nobody's seen him since the ACL tear. He can't reinstate. He got to go in the building to apply for reinstatement, but he refuses to go in the building to go reapply to reapply for reinstatement or to apply for reinstatement.
There, yeah.
So, and then on top of that, I think he's wanted in California. So that's the whole reason why he don't want to go back over, because he posted a video of himself speeding, doing like 100 miles an hour past the stadium, and I think they like got a warrant out for his arrest.
What NFL team is signing up for that distraction?
You don't have an agent because you fired him.
Yeah.
So you don't have nobody to file the paperwork for you. The team that you wanted to go to, you beef with the quarterback.
It makes no sense. I'm saying
Adam Peters. Adam Peters, who is the general manager of the Commanders, who I know very well because he fired me and hired me like 10 times in one season, is... Now, he's the GM there, which he used to be with San Francisco, which him and John Lynch was best friends.
Yeah, this.
So, like, I'm confused.
Right. It's just everyone's going, he and a quarterback play together. Therefore, they must want to hang out and be on the same team. That is forgetting all the structure of the NFL. So,
you keep saying what team wants this. You know what team will take a flyer on Brandon Ayuk. Your team.
Right up 71?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they
Browns.
Would.
Why like, not? Yes.
They'll take all the problem children. Of course they'll take all the problem children. We know that. Huddle question number two.
So Sean Payton reportedly considered stepping down to assistant head coach and offensive coordinator to help Bill Belichick catch Don Shula for the most all-time wins. Would you guys have been okay with this had it happened?
I want to see him get the record, so I would have been cool with it.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, be cool with it in the sense of it's not my team.
That's so the idea. I could care less, but I would love to see Bill get the record because he feel is like close.
If it was my team, I would say that's a really unnecessary amount of distraction. And is there a moratorium on how many? Let's say he comes out the first season and they win 3 games, and it just all falls apart. What coach in their right mind is going to like say, "Oh, come on back, Bill"? And by the way, who's going to stake their reputation on? I get fired if Bill Belichick doesn't do well. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It didn't exactly go well at the end of New England at his time there, so...
Well, I mean, shout out Matt Patricia. He was the OC.
Yeah.
He's a DC.
that's not a good idea.
Correct.
I agree with you on that, 100%. But yeah, I would have... I guess I would have had a problem with it if I were a fan of the Broncos, but thankfully for them, it didn't happen. Let's do one more huddle question, Dylan. Go ahead.
So talks between Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay have apparently broken down, and they're going to take a risk and potentially not extend him. Do you think this is a mistake by the Bucs?
No. And it's not a shocker, and it's exactly what everybody thought. He's not going to be the quarterback there past this season. Like, that's...
Yeah. Honestly, I think
come to the dark side, Tyvus.
I've been saying that. Like, Baker is good. He's good, but he's not... He's like Donovan Mitchell. He's good, but he ain't going to win you the championship.
I don't even think he's on Donovan Mitchell's level.
That's disrespectful to Donovan Mitchell.
You might be right.
But I'll further on that. I just feel like if you want the best version of Baker Mayfield, then the best thing you can do is not extend him and tell him you doubt him.
Yeah.
Because then you'll probably get him being like, oh yeah, really? And he's just going to be chewing nails and be pissed off, and you'll probably get a better version of him than if you sign him to a long-term deal at this point in his career. All right. We'll come back. Is the WNBA screwing over Caitlin Clark? The latest example. You'll hear it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Well, right now we are noticing two different incidents for debris on the roadway. Let's start on the north side, 270 eastbound, passing Sawmill. Two center lanes are currently restricted out there as crew members are on scene. Yes, that is causing about 19 miles per hour for your slowdowns and your speeds. We also have an incident, as I mentioned, just on 71, that southbound direction as you're heading downtown right now. The two right lanes are blocked just passing 17th Avenue. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
The Reds are on the Fans' family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It's a warm start to the day, and that'll set us up for a warm afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s today with a partly sunny sky and light wind. Partly cloudy skies tonight, warm again, lower 70s. For tomorrow, partial sunshine, some isolated storms are possible. Highs back in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead. Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. One of these guys still believes he can play in the NFL. It's Tebow. He says it's because of his low center of gravity. He's dumb. This is Bone and Tybus.
Guardians lost yesterday to the Twins. Not great, but hey, it's all right. Got another one today. Pick it back up. It's a tight race there. They're a game back of the Sox, and I think the Twins are like two back of them. So
they are a game back of the Sox. The Twins are three games back.
There you go. Yeah, so that is tonight, 7:40, Guardians in Minneapolis for that one. Also,
who's on the bump? Let me see.
That matters. Dylan, was that right? The Reds
had Slade Ciccone.
Your guy?
No.
<He's not. laughs> No one's guy.
That's not true.
We might see him down the street soon.
Hey, you know what? That's bring him over. It's always good to see the guys that the guards don't want playing here in Columbus. That's right. So, did the Reds strike out 18 times?
That is correct.
Last night?
Yeah. God. I think Zach Wheeler had 14 of them for the Phillies.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Also ridiculous was that your Yankees, Dylan, struck out 17 times yesterday.
Yes.
And that's the second day in a row they struck out 17 times.
Yep. No one's ever done it. Way to make history.
Y'all love that.
Stink. Y'all like that. Stinks without Aaron Judge.
Well, good news is my Mets have a lot of their guys healthy.
And they really still stink
because they yesterday.
I'm waiting on them to turn it around.
Well, you're going to be waiting.
Keep
a while.
Waiting.
I feel like
that's not gonna happen.
This is just like they just messing around. I feel like after the All-Star break, they're going to lock in.
Is that when that's going to happen?
I think so. Okay. It's too much money being spent for them to be this bad.
It doesn't matter. They're bad.
They were in the same situation last year, and they missed the playoffs. Mets,
just missed it, though.
Doesn't matter. You got the highest payroll in the league, and half the league makes the playoffs.
Guys, come on. I'm a Mets fan, and I'm begging you to stop talking about my team because they're awful. But yeah, that was the game. If you've seen any highlight from that game, you probably saw the one where the Royals threw the ball all around the park and gave Carson Benj a little league home run, essentially, off of a hit that went right back to the pitcher. I think it was Seth Lugo on the mound, but like he throws it almost into the stands. It bounces around the outfield. They throw it, try to throw it third. That's one of the worst throws to third I've ever seen
that
in my life.
Terrible.
So that was the Royals just kicking the ball around. And so you might think, oh, well, that happened because like a billion runs scored on that play because guys were on base. Clearly the Mets then must have in that moment, they must have won this game. No, they lost 16-12.
Do you imagine seeing that game and taking the under?
You had the under. You like turn that game on the first thing. You're like, well, this is going to happen.
I think it's done.
God,
well, Tybus, yeah. Since you have a gambling addiction, I don't think you need to imagine. I think you might have. I did not.
By the way, can we talk about something positive from that game that didn't involve both teams acting like idiots? Tyler Tolbert tied a major league record for the Royals in that game. 12 consecutive plate appearances, he has had a hit. He went 5-for-6 on Sunday night. Tuesday night, yesterday, powering the Royals to that wild 16-12 comeback. But, yeah, he has had a hit in 12 consecutive plate appearances. Pretty awesome stuff there. Not like hit safely in 12 games. Every time he came to the plate, got a hit.
Like on base.
Like got a hit.
That's.
Or, I mean, I think one of them was he hit a home run, so he touched all the bases and then went into the dugout because he was great. So WNBA, are they screwing over Caitlin Clark? This is the latest thing that everyone's complaining about.
Let's hear it.
WNBA players. So the voting has come out for the All-Star game for the WNBA, you know, and they, so there's the media vote, there's the fan vote, and then there's the player vote, and they weighed all that and they pick who's going to be on the All-Star team.
They got three people making it. It's Fever, Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell, and Aaliyah Boston.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sophie Cunningham.
Oh, yeah. Way people she's talk not about her in the All-Star game.
You
for
think
pointing?
Sophie Cunningham was like the second or third best player in the WNBA, the way people talk about her.
Yeah.
She's, I know. I'm saying, though, the way that people talk about her all the time.
Now, Sophie Cunningham.
She gets a lot of screen time.
She got moments where she hot from that 3-point line. She can knock them things down. She can get like three or four of them, but like game to game, nah.
No, of course not. But here's the problem. So I believe it was the fan voting. Caitlin Clark was the second highest vote total getter for guards in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark.
Who was first? Paige?
I didn't see the full list. I'd have to go back and double check it. I just saw that she was second in that vote. She was third among media members in the voting.
And where did the players?
Players put her 11th.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So now what this has led to, I just saw Linda Cohn, fresh off of her retirement from SportsCenter.
They're jealous.
She's jumped into hot take land. Linda Cohn did like a vertical video where she's like, this is stupidity is what she called it. And she said, why do these players continue to bite the hand that feeds them? I don't know. I have a couple of problems with the bite the hand that feeds them thing. But the bigger picture here is, and I've seen this theory raised. I don't think it's invalid. Could it just be, maybe the players are all jealous of Caitlin Clark. Maybe they all get together and they just talk about her behind her back. Could it also be that the players do something that a lot of voters do when it comes to, say, Hall of Fame voting for baseball, where they'll say, well, I know this guy's getting in and I know this guy's getting in, so I'm not going to use my vote on them because there are no doubters. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote for someone who is more of a fringe person that I want to see get a chance to get into the Hall of
Fame. You talking, this is the media, or you talking these the players?
I'm saying the players.
Okay.
You don't think there's a chance that some of the players might look at it and go, well, I could vote for Caitlin Clark, but I'd rather vote for my teammate.
That happens all the time.
Okay, that's what I'm saying that with Caitlin Clark. Like, the player vote could just be, we know the fans are voting her in, the media are voting in. There's no way the league's not going to have her in the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Why do I need to vote for her? I'm going to vote for a friend of mine. I'm going to vote for someone that I've played against or with that I like more than her because I know them better or whatever the case is.
I wouldn't say jealousy isn't a word I would use from the other players. I think there's some animosity there that maybe didn't get her a vote, but I think what it really comes down to is like what the fans ranked her second, the media third, and then the players 11th. She's probably somewhere in the middle of that. The fans and the media probably overrate her, and the players probably underrate her a little bit because there are some that just don't like her. She's probably somewhere in the middle, if we're being honest.
Yeah, like, and she's having a good year, by the way. I mean, she's averaging
top
22.
Five in a lot of major stats.
Yeah, she's averaging like 22 points a game. She's got like 8 assists a game. I mean, there are very few players that are putting up the numbers that she is. Give her all the credit in the world for that. Because last year, she was not very good when she was healthy, and then she was hurt a lot of the season, too. She's come back in a big way. But I just think this, Gino Auriemma actually had a quote. He was on Richard Deitch's podcast. Deitch. And they talked about the fact that he essentially said that Caitlin Clark has involuntarily become a cause, and the fouls against her don't need to be a referendum on America. And I think that's like, that's where I'm at with this, right? Is it's like, I don't blame Caitlin Clark at all for the people who like go crazy for her and talk about every 5 seconds. They're like, Caitlin Clark is a victim. You know, like, I don't think Caitlin Clark wants that. And when you hear her talking, she seems to say, I don't need that. You don't have to do that for me. But I also think we don't have to turn everything that happens against her like this is what's wrong with society. I think we're getting way out of bounds on just like looking at like Caitlin Clark is a basketball player who probably isn't as well liked by some of the players as you might think.
Apparently, everybody wants her to get the SGA treatment where she will get 20 free throws a game.
Yeah, apparently you need to every time. And again, my theory on this has long been.
But yet they want the NBA to go back to the 90s.
You brought that up and it's spot on.
So
there are a lot of people that complain when Caitlin Clark gets fouled that want to see harder fouls in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me.
I don't get it either.
But, you know, I genuinely think, Tyvus, because you watch the WNBA.
I love the W.
Right. You watch, like, pretty often.
I watch some games for sure. I didn't get the chance to watch the Wings and Liberty last night because the Wings was taking it to the Liberty. So I was like, it ain't no point in me watching this.
But you were about to check in on that game.
I typically check in on the game if it's on TV.
This is my point, is that when you watch that, do you think Caitlin Clark is getting fouled harder than the average player gets? Or do you think this is just kind of the WNBA has a lot of hard fouls in the game?
No, I just think that it's honest. See, people make it seem like Caitlin got a target on her back. Like they're out to like foul her like this on purpose. Like they're doing this to try to get her out the game. Like, I don't see it that way at all. I see basketball moves being made. I see fouls being had. I see some people getting called. I see sometimes she gets the calls. I see sometimes she don't get the call. The only one that was egregious was the Alyssa Thomas one, where she actually like put her hand on her throat to get up. Like that's ridiculous.
Yes, that's stupid and should it was punished. She got suspension for it.
Outside of that, the rest of them to me is kind of basketballish. Yeah. And again, a lot of the times what people don't understand is that Caitlin Clark is like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird when it comes to trash talk. She comes off as this soft person that just is well spoken and just, oh, I just care about the game of basketball. If you get out on that court and just pay attention, she be talking.
Yeah.
And so people's frustrations could grow up and it makes people want to play defense a tad bit harder when they check her. No, and it's kind of brought on herself for that.
Linda Cohn says, because now you're flying first class because there's more interest in the WNBA, you should never foul Caitlin Clark. That's the argument I don't understand, this meal ticket argument.
Yeah, just let her score 50 a game.
That's pretty much what they want.
So by that logic, then no one should ever try to foul LeBron. No one should ever try to, like, or whoever the big star is of whatever league it is, right? We should never try to go at them.
No,
like,
what you should do is you should let her score 50 points a game.
Yeah.
So then people would tune in and be like, oh, the girls' basketball is terrible nowadays.
She just dominated
60 points a game. Like, it's nothing.
But when some of us who told you, who watched women's college basketball and the WNBA, who said at the time she got drafted, I don't know, it's a guarantee she's going to come in and just destroy the league. Some of you didn't want to hear it. And now that she doesn't, she's playing very well. She is a top five player, sure, I would say, in the WNBA.
I will tell you that Caitlin Clark court vision is the best I've seen in the WNBA. Like way
she's great.
Play makes, it's nobody does it better than
but
her.
I think some people believe she was going to come in and just be like the Wilt Chamberlain game, every game, like 100 points a game.
No, they thought she was going to be like Steph Curry and
or
just
that,
pull
yeah.
from the yard and just get 50 points a game plus 20 assists.
Yeah, and there's a lot of reasons why that doesn't happen. Part of it is because the WNBA is tougher than I think most people acknowledge. So if you don't watch the WNBA and you see a Caitlin Clark foul and you think it looks hard, maybe you should watch some of the other games to see how other players get treated too. It's not that far off. So I think that's genuinely what the problem is more people who don't watch the WNBA see one Caitlin Clark highlight and go, that was egregious. Don't realize that there is a problem with refereeing in the WNBA. They need to cut down on some of the hard fouls, not just on her though, across the board. What are the big storylines in the AFC North as teams are preparing for camp in a few weeks? We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Just outside of Pickerington, still watching a 6-minute delay for drivers traveling 33 in that westbound direction towards Canal Winchester. The crash passing Columbus Lancaster Road Northwest. That left lane is blocked. Stick with 33. That is still your best route instead of side roads. That will add some time to your Wednesday commute. Also still watching some lingering traffic on 70 eastbound, silver towards that west side after a crash passing Wilson Road and 270. That right shoulder is now blocked. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fantasy.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. In terms of the Waffle House menu, Tyvus covered and smothered his opponents. Meanwhile, T-Bone is a chunk of hash who's often covered in gravy. I'm not sure what that means either. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Well, the chat got fired up about the Caitlin Clark discussion. I did see this one from Lounge37 Sports. That would be old Joshua Perry jumping in on the YouTube chat. He said, isn't this the kind of basketball that people want? Physical and rough? That's what people told me they wanted. Heron replied to him in the chat and said, just like my honeymoon, JP. Thank you, Heron, for that lovely addition. But no, this is the age-old argument, right, that comes back to what do you actually want when you watch the WNBA? Because Downtown Dad brought up a point that I think a lot of people miss with the WNBA. And Downtown Dad's great, okay? But he brought up this comment where he said, I'd rather see someone putt for a birdie, meaning he'd rather watch golf, than watch a 3-on-1 fast break where the best outcome is a layup. And I have long said, Tyvus, I know you're on this boat too, that I think a lot of people who bag on the WNBA or women's basketball, just admit you're a fan of dunks.
That's it.
Because
is the only difference between the WNBA and the NBA is that they don't dunk in the WNBA.
No.
You get the threes from half court like Steph Curry do. You get that with Caitlin, Sabrina. They all can do it.
Yeah.
You get great passes, flashy passes from the WNBA. The only thing that they don't do is dunk the ball.
Yeah. I mean, it's... And by the way, Caitlin Clark is a great player in the WNBA. She has this year reestablished herself as being great, but last year was not great. And I think a lot of people
was she
at
hurt
that.
For like half the year.
She was hurt for half the year. But remember when she was playing, she couldn't hit
on the road.
On the road, she couldn't make a three. And that's just part of the like learning curve. She's back to being awesome. But yeah, I mean, she is definitely worthy of getting an All-Star selection. I still think part of that All-Star game thing, half the players didn't even vote. You know what I mean? Like, trying to get people in your office to vote for like employee of the month is like pulling teeth. Do you think every player in the WNBA was like, ah, yes, I will give my thorough and unbiased account of who I think are the best players in our league? No, of course not. Not everybody participated in that. But because she got voted 11th, suddenly it's a giant conspiracy and everybody hates Caitlin Clark.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. I think I personally think Caitlin Clark is definitely in the top 10 in the WNBA.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, she's gotten back there this year for sure. There's nothing wrong with saying that. All right, top storylines from the AFC North, Tyvus. Which team you want to dive into? You want to dive into the terrible franchise that you and I root for, or do you want to
go with
a good team?
Let's start there.
All right, so these are the three, according to NFL.com, these are the three key storylines for this year, which tell me if you disagree with any of these. New era begins under Todd Monken, serious quarterback questions, how the defense look without Garrett and Schwartz.
Bang.
To me,
bang.
That's the number one
bang, bang, bang.
Biggest thing that we aren't talking about it, but like, I think people are more focused on the quarterback battle and all that crap. You better watch out that this defense doesn't give up 25 a game.
I just did a whole podcast on this with Quincy Carrier yesterday about the defense. And we was talking about the Myles Garrett effect. I think people aren't fully understanding what the Myles Garrett effect was. Like, think about this. As a D lineman, if I played on a D line with Myles Garrett, I knew for a fact that I was getting single. They will not double. there will be no double teams with me because they have to double and triple team that guy every play, every single play. If you don't, that's suicide. The play will get blown up. So now that guy isn't there, as a D lineman, the double team could be any of us now, because now they don't have to necessarily do it on Jarrett Verse. They can.
No disrespect to Jarrett Verse, but I do think
he's a great player. He's a great player.
Some Browns media and fans have gone to the route of saying, like, well, I mean, they got Jarrett Verse. He's basically the next Myles Garrett. It's like, let's pump the brakes on. He's a very good return to get in a trade, correct, along with all the picks you got. But to your point, Tyvus, he's not an automatic double team single time.
The man broke the sack record last year. I mean, come on.
With being double teamed, yes, and triple teamed.
Yeah.
Like that,
so,
it's insane.
So that's one effect. So I went to the linebackers. How does this affect the linebackers? Well, now the double team can happen at the defensive tackle position. They can go double team the D tackle and push up to the linebackers. Now the linebackers got to fight off blocks, so that's a problem. And then the biggest thing, and this is hilarious, that nobody has pointed this out, is at the corner position. Because now, if I'm Denzel or Tyson Campbell, with Miles, you only three to 4 seconds. That ball got to come out. Miles is getting 3 to 4 seconds. Now, double moves is back on the table.
Yeah, right.
Longer developing routes is on the table. Mm. It's not a guarantee that the pass rush is going to get there. So now you're asking these guys to cover. And they say Tyson Campbell is susceptible to double moves a lot. How do I know that? Denzel Boston. Remember that guy from Washington that got drafted in the second round?
Oh, yeah.
Who everybody and all Browns fans are excited about? Guess what clip got them excited? He double moved Tyson Campbell for a touchdown in OTAs. So it's all there again. So that the defense is going to be interesting.
Well, I wonder this, like if you had Jim Schwartz still as defensive coordinator.
Will Miles still be there?
No, well, let's just say Myles Garrett was going no matter what. Okay. I don't know that that would be true, but let's just hypothetically say that. If Jim Schwartz is there to coordinate the defense, do we not think that there's a better chance this defense keeps its standard? Now you're working in two very significant variables in a defensive coordinator who a lot of people around the league thought was brilliant, and you're losing the best defensive player in the league, possibly, in Myles Garrett. So
I think that, honestly, it might be better for this defense that Jim Schwartz is not there. And that sounds crazy to say. But that if you're going to lose Myles Garrett, I think you can't have Jim Schwartz. Why do I say that? Because I was talking to Sherm about this. Do you know the Browns played man-to-man more than anybody in the NFL last year? And I'm talking by 20%.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were the most man-to-man sport or man-to-man coverage team. And it's always been a thing with the Browns. Over the years, they, for some odd reason, can't run zone. And it's because they do this crazy thing where they don't communicate with each other. And it is so frustrating to me, and it just makes no sense how two safeties can't look at a formation, say what we're supposed to do on defense in the secondary, and then communicate it to the corner. I don't know why that's so hard to do, but it is just completely lost. So they run a ton of man. And if you're going to run man, again, you're going to be susceptible to the double move.
Right.
So they're going to have to find a way to run some zone out there. It has to happen, because I don't think you can just keep running man to man every play. You're going to run 80, 70 snaps of man to man and think you're going to do it for 17 games. That's just
not going
to
happen.
You're going to be dead.
Bengals storylines to consider. One, can the defense finally deliver? Obviously, that's huge. Two,
that's the big story.
I would think so.
And then Joe Burrow's health, right?
Yep. Joe Burrow's health is also there. And the third one they have is, now I don't know how much pressure he's actually under, but Zach Taylor's under a lot of pressure because.
Why are they going to fire him?
Well, that's the thing. Under a normal ownership group, yeah, possibly, because Joe Burrow's made it clear that he wants to win, and if they don't win,
the best team he has since LSU.
Well, it better be. But if they don't win, who's going to get blamed for that? You think it's going to be Joe Burrow? It's probably going to be
Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow. It depends on what it looks like.
But teams will be more likely to give Joe Burrow a chance to figure it out in their organization, I think, than they will give Zach Taylor. So
that's true.
Yeah.
So, or Zach. Maybe this could be it for Zach as a head coach.
Sure.
He do the Mike McDaniels, where he goes somewhere and be a coordinator for a year or two and then work his name back up as a head.
I think for this year for Cincinnati, I don't think this is overstating it. The moves they made defensively to enhance this defense, they are trying everything they can. And they have tried in the past, and they have swung and missed a lot in trying to address offensive line at times. Although the offensive line has gotten much better, I'll give them that. Defensively, they have tried and swung and missed a lot of times. But if this amount of trades and moves that they made this year, bringing in Dexter Lawrence, among other guys, if that doesn't work and you still are a team that struggles to make the playoffs, if Joe Burrow is healthy, that's also a big factor. I think every Bengals fan knows, whether they want to admit it or not, that's it. Your window is basically closing because Joe Burrow probably is not going to want to be there.
That's
you haven't been able to fix
true.
The defense. It doesn't matter if you put up 40 a game, if you lose 45-40, that kind of stuff.
Is it Dan Marino that went to the Super Bowl very early and then never made it back?
His second year. Yeah.
When did Joe make it? Third?
Well, he's in the
don't
second
say
or third.
Don't
I was going to say, I mean,
it was his third.
It was very close. Yeah. I mean, you're right. There will be those comparisons made too, which not a terrible comparison for Joe Burrow to get compared to Dan Marino as far as an all-time arm talent. That's fine, but yeah, you don't want the comparison of the guy who got there early in his career and then never got back and never won a Super Bowl. We'll hit the buzzer coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Just outside of Westerville, we are seeing a crash that is impacting traffic 270 westbound. It's at State Route 3. That left shoulder is blocked, but I still don't like to see the backups now extending towards 270 and 161 over by Blinden Township. Also, a major heads up if you're heading downtown from the west side, we are seeing a crash 70 eastbound near Mound Street. That left lane is blocked 10 miles per hour. Yes, those are your speeds. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Buckeye Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Holy Buckeye! This week, it's the 2002 edition of Ohio State at Purdue.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
No, I've never heard of the band on T-Bone's shirt either.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program, a guy who believes in PTO, fresh off of 2 days off, refreshed. Uncle Bo, how are you going, man? I don't even remember who you are. It's been so long.
Why not? It hasn't been that long. I just talked to you last week.
2 days, Bo.
2 days is too much?
Yeah.
Way to get a load of 2 weeks from now.
Bar, do you feel refreshed? You know, they say that in this job, it's good to take time off because you'll feel refreshed when you come back.
I don't know when the last time is that I've had. Now, we went up to the lake and stuff, did the holiday, and this was our last weekend without any youth sports for the rest of the summer, and I think we only had three to begin with. But so we just kind of chilled a little bit up there. But I don't know, and you guys are in a similar boat in that you have children. When is the last time you went on a vacation with your children and were relaxed?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't happen.
Like, has it ever happened?
We left the vacation. I remember distinctly.
I've ever been, like, refreshed coming back. Like, oh, I can't. I'm like, thank God I'm back to work.
I felt like that when I came back from my paternity leave.
Well, yeah, because that's
refreshed?
It's not a vacation.
Not refreshed. I was more like, I was antsy the whole time. Like, I was
very, well, no kidding. You kept showing up.
I know.
Right. Yeah, you kept popping in on everything.
You're supposed to be off, and you just kept showing up in the studio.
No, we left the vacation once early because it was when our kids were younger, but we were just like, we could stay here for two more days and be miserable, but we'll just eat the cost and get home, and actually everyone will go to bed. Everyone will stop fighting and whining and crying and everything. Yeah.
No, I mean, vacations aren't for you when you're a parent.
No,
they're
got to schedule a vacation, as they always say, the vacation from the vacation. Like when you get back, you need something for mom and dad to just get away on their own for a few days. It's crazy. That's right.
Yeah. Bo, do you think that if this season goes sideways for the Cincinnati Bengals, that Joe Burrow is out?
No, I would say Zach's out. They got it built up pretty good. So if, you know, they got one more scapegoat before they're going to get to Joe. So they can go, and I think it's probably a deserving one. You know, it'll be, you'll get rid of Zach or you get rid of front office. I think Joe's there. I mean, I've never seen him as locked in an off season as he is this one, around talking, some of the things he's verbalizing, to me, he seems completely bought in. And there's honestly, guys, like, do the roster thing with them. Is that not the best roster in the AFC?
Yeah.
If everybody's healthy?
Yeah, I think it is. If everyone's healthy, yeah.
I tell you what, the person
who's better than them
in the AFC?
Yeah. Do it. Do the Buffalo. Do Kansas City. Do
the Patriots? With AJ Brown?
Just just pull them up and just look and just see. Because I think Cincinnati's better than Baltimore. I think they're better than all of them.
Baltimore is surprisingly the favorite.
I like
to win the AFC North. I was kind of shocked to see that.
I like Denver.
Denver's got a good roster, but just Burrow.
You know who the sleeper team this year is in the AFC? The Chargers.
I mean, are they a sleeper, though? They're more kind of just like, it's time to go, isn't it?
It'd be more of an it's about time.
I mean, they're in the AFC West, so they got Kansas City, Denver. Like, it's a lot that they got to go through to even get out of their own division.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, to the point, though, I mean, it will be massively disappointing for the Bengals and I will say, like, I think that's what will happen is if they don't end up getting it done this year, and I mean getting it done meaning get to a Super Bowl if everyone's healthy.
It's Super Bowl or bust for them.
I feel like I think there will be a mental hurdle there that they'll never get past in the Burrow era. Yeah. Like if they don't get it done this year, like I think that will be a window closing moment for them years
Super Bowl
after.
Or bust though.
I mean, I think they got to get there.
If they get to the conference championship game and lose,
let's do some nuance here, right? Like, I don't know that they have to. I think it's what you're saying, Brother Bone, is kind of where I'm at. They have to get to the spirit of the Super Bowl. So yeah. I guess what I mean by that is go 13-4. If you have the AFC championship game at home and you lose on a field goal on a Mahomes drive at the end, you go, well, sometimes things happen.
Tip your cap.
You know what I mean?
It was a great game. You played awesome.
9-8.
I got you.
No, if they have another year like they've had where it's like, we're not short of a miracle in the playoffs, like you sneak in and then you just start winning games. Outside of that, if that's the season they have, they're going to feel like, all right, then this may not be the answer. And like you said, they'll probably, that'll be a head coach decision. But I think Joe Burrow at some point will say, I got to get out of here. I got to find someone else to
Mike McDaniels will be there. That's who that he went to the Charger just for this. He
just waited,
just for Cincinnati little,
to wait it out. Yeah, it's not the worst decision. You know,
no, honestly. Well, that's what I feel like half the candidates for the Browns job did. They were like, yeah, you know, we'll just wait. We'll see what else is out there. We'll wait for another year.
Give me some time.
Yeah. I know you were off the air the last couple of days. I'm sure you'll get into it at some point. But I have a theory on U.S. soccer. How to fix it.
Go.
You know all those dollars and cents that leave our bank accounts for youth sports? I say we need to cut down on that significantly. We need to get rid of the pay for play for youth soccer. Because I feel like that's legitimately where we're at now is everybody wants to win at U8 soccer. And we're not developing players. We're trying to win at club level when they're 8 and 9 years old. We're not trying to teach them how to play the game. That's hot take on that.
Well, it's not there. When did Klinsmann get the job? Was that 08? Or I'm sorry. Let's see. Was closer to 2010.
I feel like it was closer to 2010, somewhere in that range. 2010, 2014. I feel like it was one of those two World Cups.
He did it was after the U.S. Because they went. When did Donovan have that? Was in 02? No. Well, whenever it was.
He was in 02,
he was on the broadcast. Just do yourselves a favor. Google Klinsmann U.S. soccer. And he was on a studio show. And he basically outlined the problems with U.S. soccer and the pay-for-play model and all of those things that happened. And it was 20 years ago.
Right. We're still there.
And everything that he said was true and it's on point. I think the simplest thing is, for our best athletes, it's not cool.
Oh,
I think it's that simple. I don't think there's any, the pay for play is, I mean, you go to these things. There's no ever going back from the money. So
I think the best thing Fox could have done in this broadcast, if they want to build the game. And I mean, it was great that they showed the fans and all that, but every time one of the U.S. players touched the ball, they should have popped up what their bank account looks like and what they're like making over in Europe. Because I do think there are players who have no idea that like you can go to Europe and make tens of millions of dollars. Some of these guys are doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they understand the money in soccer is the same as it is in any other sport you want to go into, but there's far more opportunities because you've got an NFL of soccer in 20 countries.
You're trying to tell me that Trace needs to play soccer?
I'm just throwing it out there. If you toss him a football and it falls out of his hands, don't just switch him to defense. Maybe roll one to his feet and see what happens. That's all I'm saying.
I really can't wait for you to be youth sports dad with the son. Well, little man, I can't wait to see that.
What do you have coming up today on the show, Bo?
Well, I haven't had a chance to discuss the World Cup, so I'm gonna have a little. It's been a big hit, obviously, and I think there's some reasons for that. So we'll have some fun with that. It's a Hey Guys. We'll get your Hey Guys questions at 11 o'clock, and then of course you're officially endorsed.
There you go, Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon, right here on the Fan. Thank you, Bo.
All right, boys.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Tell you what, I felt bad after that U.S. loss to Belgium. Made it tough for me to go to bed. I didn't have it as bad as this guy. Someone at Circa Casino down in Las Vegas on Fremont Street. The receipt is posted online. The bet was for the U.S. to advance in the Belgium-USA game. Obviously, this loss. Do you want to know how much this person bet on this game?
$2 million.
No. $750,000. Would have paid out another $576,000 for a total payout of $1.3 million.
Yeah.
Up in smoke. God, I mean, I felt good about the game. I don't think I would have been putting anything close to that on it.
$5.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to go.
Especially Brandon Sorsby.
$5. Yeah, stay there.
Is $5 what you bet on Royals Mets under yesterday?
Didn't bet it.
16-12. I'm going to guess that didn't hit. That's it for us. Bishman Friends is next. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Right now, the left shoulder is blocked just outside of Pickerington. We're talking 33 in that westbound direction, just beyond Columbus Lancaster Road Northwest. That left shoulder, once again, is still restricted. Also still seeing a scene in Delaware County, Sunbury, just outside 71 southbound. We have a disabled semi just passing 36, folks. This has been going on since 6:30 this morning. That right shoulder is blocked. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Traffic.